Empezamos. Largamos.
Okay, I think we can get started with the meeting. I would invite everybody here on the council to introduce themselves. Could we start with you right at the end? Could you introduce yourself, please? You have a microphone there. Before you start, we would like to welcome the new CCTLD representatives, and when you introduce yourselves, please specify if you belong to this constituency. And we would also like to welcome the NCDHC representatives. Go ahead, please.
Caroline Chacoin, representing the intellectual property constituency.
Catherine Kleiman, a new representative for the just-recognized non-commercial domain name holders constituency.
YJ Park, newly recognized NCDNHC.
I'm Raul Echeverria, a new member of the NEM Council on behalf of non-commercial constituency.
With chaos. Dennis Jennings, CCTLD constituency.
Patricia Poblete, CCTLD constituency.
Nigel Roberts, CCTLD.
Don Talage, GTLD registry constituency.
Tony Harris, ASPCP constituency.
Michael Schneider, SPCP as well.
Hiro Hota, SPCP.
Teresa Swinehart, Business Constituency.
Amadeo Abril, Registrar's Constituency.
Javier Sola, Business Constituency.
Jonathan Cohen, Intellectual Property Constituency.
Ken Stubbs, Registrar Constituency.
Ted Shapiro, Intellectual Property Constituency.
Okay, we would ask again if John England and Richard Lindsay are connected online at this time, as we'd like to move forward with the meeting.
Okay.
You think they haven't called in yet?
They haven't called in yet.
Does the council want to move forward without them?
Yes.
Okay.
So I have a vote.
Yes, please, go ahead, Amado.
I just have a question for Don Talage.
Hello.
Following the amendments of the bylaws, are you now the GTLD constituency representative, right?
Yes.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Amado, can you hear me?
Yeah, that's Richard Lynn.
Welcome, Richard.
Good to hear you.
We'll just wait a minute or two until people get settled up here.
Okay.
Does everybody in the council seated here have a copy of the agenda? Is anybody missing?
Was the agenda sent out by email?
Yes, it's the one on the email which you must have received.
Okay.
The agenda is off the Berkman Center broadcast page, cyber.law.harvard.edu, and it's been emailed.
Okay. All right, we'll move on to point B, discussion and adoption of agenda. Okay. Does anybody have any comments on the agenda in the council? Any suggestions, modifications you want, or additions? Yes, go ahead. Could you speak into the mic, please?
On August 6th, I had retabled a point on transfer of domain names during pending dispute resolution, and I just want to be able to say a couple things about it at some point.
Do we have a space for various subjects at the end? Other business?
Yeah, emotions probably.
Yes, yeah. Or other business, Kate?
Actually, if I might make a request, Kathy Kleiman, that's an issue that I'd like to speak to, and I would appreciate it if it could be earlier rather than later on the agenda, because unfortunately, in keeping with the earlier deadline, you know, the earlier time frame for this meeting, which is supposed to end around 5, that's the time I have to leave. So can we move it earlier on the agenda?
What does the council think?
Yes, 5.
All right. No problem. Well, we can move on then to the first point on the agenda, constituencies updates. Who would like to start on this? The VIP constituency, would you like to lead on this? Microphone.
Everybody's favorite constituency, intellectual property, is moving right along. We are in the process of revising our bylaws for submission to the ICANN board by the current deadline for final acceptance. We have had applications for membership from a wide variety and number of groups from a number of countries, although principally the United States. And we are meeting in London, England on the 13th of September in keeping with our effort to meet in different parts of the world. And at that meeting, I expect we will deal with the NC representation, our bylaws, and the recognition of new members as promised to those waiting patiently to be considered for some months. A lot of us have been heavily involved in working group A and B, and I don't think that needs to be addressed any further. Anything else? And working group C and D and E and F. And thank you. Oh, 1 second. I'm sorry. Our website will be up this week, I'm informed, and next week, and so that if people want to, we're going to try and get results of our meetings and bylaws and anything else we think is important up there, so if anybody wants to keep track of it. The other thing I might point out that I didn't know before I forget to move on is that the IP constituency welcomes any individual who wishes to join, whether they are in IP or not in IP, whether they speak English or any other language. We don't care who you are. The only limitation on membership for an individual is that you may not elect NC reps or otherwise vote, but most of our dealings are not voting. But if you want to participate or know what's going on or put your 2 cents worth in, which means talk, for those of you who don't speak English, you're welcome to do so. Thank you.
Any questions in the council for on this? Use the microphone, please. Or am I missing any constituency?
I understand that there's some discussion. I don't, and I'd like to ask for the details of a voting process, a voting weight process that's being put into place in the IPC.
I'll keep this brief because it is not in place. We are currently discussing whether we want to have one vote, one member, or whether we want to have some kind of weighted voting because of the different natures of the organizations. We have organizations which are international with perhaps thousands of representatives in dozens of countries as opposed to, let's say, a local or state bar association. And the question is whether they ought to have equal voting rights. Obviously, there are some strong feelings about that, and we have not yet really debated it, so there's no conclusion at this point.
Are there any other questions for the IP constituency? Then we'll move on to the next presentation. ISPCP, Michael Schneider will make the presentation for this constituency.
Thank you, Antonio. We have been acting under a preliminary charter only since the Berlin meeting because although we have laid out the structure for a set of articles, we have not been able to go in detail before Berlin, and therefore our main task following Berlin till Santiago was to discuss details of a set of articles and to pass them during our yesterday's meeting. The articles have been ratified, although we had to discuss some issues that will be subject to further discussion in the next few weeks, such as how to achieve outreach amongst the officers. Currently, we have only 3 officers. We are considering to extend the set of officers to 5, such that every region might be represented. We are considering to uncouple the function of officers from the function of a representative of the constituency to the Names Council. However, for the time being, we have passed the articles as they are and subjected that to the discussion on the mailing list. We have discussed how to elect permanent officers and Names Council members. That will be done starting next week. We will have a call for nominations early next week that will last for 2 weeks, and we will have another 3 weeks of a 3 weeks voting period. We will vote for the officers and Names Council members step by step, one each week, to ensure that we will have geographical representation from at least 3 regions. That means every officer that is voted on and approved will, or every nominee from the same region will be removed from the list for the next round of votings. We have discussed priorities. I will subject that to the appropriate discussions today. And we have discussed how to achieve work group participation by the ISP constituency. We have seen that there are several representatives we were not aware of that are affiliated to the ISP industry already in some working groups. There are 3 representatives of the ISP constituency on working groups. Nevertheless, we need to coordinate their activities a little bit more and provide other participation in particularly working groups D and E, I think. We have discussed outreach. We feel that outreach is less a problem to our constituency than to other constituencies. I think we have been the first constituency, thanks to Sigrid Langenbach, that had representation from 3 regions, including South America and the Asia-Pacific region. Nevertheless, we still feel that we should do our very best, the members of the constituency should do their very best to inform if they are trade associations, their members, if they are ISPs and connectivity providers, their customers and their competitors or their colleagues of which they are aware that there is not only ICANN, but there is DNSL and an ISP constituency within the DNSL. That's pretty much it.
Thank you, Michael. I might add that as in outreach, this constituency is considering implementing banners in all the websites of people who are associated with the constituency as a means to people who log on to the website of these associations can have a banner which will link to information on the activities of the ISPCP. Any questions for this constituency, please, from the council? All right, we'll move on then to the next point. Perhaps the business constituency would like to make their presentation now.
It works? Okay. Yeah, we had a meeting on, I believe it was Tuesday, and identified two areas where the discussions focused. One was on outreach and awareness, and the second one was to encourage participation in the process. On outreach and awareness, the focus was on how to encourage businesses to become involved and why this is important. The businesses that are involved know why it's important, but how does one explain it to others? So we are going to be drafting a very short one-page document that basically identifies what ICANN is and seeks to just inform people on what's happening, that we would like to translate and be able to provide to affiliates of organizations, affiliates of sort of business associations, groupings, et cetera, that they can use to sort of help them describe what this is. We think that might be helpful. The other thing is to have a very good and strong communication structure, an interactive listserv that allows us to communicate with each other, in which business constituency members can maybe identify issues that they're seeing arise in their businesses that are of relevance to the DNSO. Likewise, to have it as a structure to ensure that the Names Council representatives can have an ongoing interactive dialogue with the business constituency, keeping them informed and getting feedback back. In addition, we had discussion about offices, organizations that have offices abroad to make sure that they have a very active outreach effort. This is aimed at not only reaching out to the business area, both in what kinds of businesses there are, so we have a broad reach, but also into the regional area. So we want to make sure we have the full diversity from a business standpoint and also from a geographic standpoint. This is primary to the elections and nomination process and then also subsequent to that. With regard to participation, many noted that it's very difficult to participate in some of the working groups or be active, given everybody has a day job too, and that from that standpoint, if there is an issue the business constituency would like to be involved with or believes it should be, to create a very small task force of 2 to 3 individuals who volunteer to create a one-page position for the business constituency or to raise main points that can then be fed into the process. Such a document would be circulated within business and get agreement, things of that sort. That's to encourage the participation on a very active level so people aren't discouraged that they can't do that. I believe that's all. We discussed the election process, the nomination process, and that we'd be sending a calendar out. And I believe that's it. Is there anything else? No?
Thank you. Are there any questions from the members of the council on this? All right, then we'll move on to the presentation from the CCTLD constituency.
Dennis Jennings again here. Well, as you know, we had submitted our charter at the Berlin meeting, and we hope to have some discussions with the ICANN staff to see if there are any clarifications required. Following that charter, we established an initial administrative committee with one from each geographic region and one from the IATLD grouping of CCTLD members. Our membership, of course, I should start off at the beginning, our membership are all the CCTLD registries around the globe, and they're divided into, under our charter, we recognize regional groupings, and we also recognize other groupings of more than 10 registries, and the first one to be so recognized is the IATLD. As I said, we form the administrative committee, which is one from each of those regions or, and groupings. It's interim, and we will go into proper elections for the administrative committee in due course. Following our charter, we spent a lot of time on our elections, which we've just concluded, and we'll be having some discussions with the ICANN staff on the outcomes of those and be considering them as outlined in our charter to see whether we're satisfied with the outcome, in particular in relation to geographic diversity. We've established our website, currently hosted under the center website. We have started a number of working activities, particularly on the budget and on staffing. We hope to participate in the, one of our members is participating in the ICANN budget task force discussions. We're also setting up some task forces within the constituency to discuss items like the working groups of the Names Council, the DNSO, and our own particular issues, the most important one being on the contract with ICANN. Thank you.
The chair stood up. Any questions from this presentation?
Yeah, just one real quick one.
Ken Stubbs, Registrar, constituency. You mentioned geographical diversity and your discussions with ICANN. At this point in time, I apologize.
I'm missing that.
Are the members of the Names Council representing the CCTLDs from are more than one of them from one global region? Is that point in time? Is that what your concern or ICANN's potential concern would
be? There's a potential concern that two of the members elected are from the same region, from Europe.
Thank you.
I have a question as well. I was wondering how many members there are of the CCTLD constituency.
I think it is 243 CCTLDs exist are in the IANA database. One of the things that we've put a lot of effort into with IANA and NSI staff is getting that database of contacts up to date. We use the administration contact as the formal contact, and we're trying to, we've spent a lot of effort, Faye Howard of Centre, who is volunteering some work for the constituency, spends a lot of time trying to get that database up to date, trying to get the contacts correct, trying to make sure that email got to, well, at least wasn't bounced. And I believe we've got to the point where all but seven of the email addresses work. Now, exactly what that means in terms of really reaching those CCTLDs has yet to be established. In the election, 89 of the CCTLDs actually voted, and the details of the vote are on the website of you and how we conducted it.
Any other questions on this? We'd like to hear then from the GTLD registrars.
I'm Don Talage. I'm from the GTLD Registry constituency. We're a small constituency.
Really?
But we're a very experienced constituency with a lot of very detailed and specialized knowledge. And what we have been doing over the last 2 months, besides participating in the Names Council meetings and some of the working groups where we feel we have some specialized experience to bring to bear, has been cooperating with a number of the other constituencies to make our personnel available to them to help them answer questions and help them reach a state of understanding of the operation of the registry and its interaction with the others. In particular, we had personnel at the registrar constituency meeting and have been involved in a number of meetings working on the Uniform Dispute Resolution Policy, which has been, I think, going very well, and that's worked good. We also attended the CCTLD meeting this week and made some positive contributions there and got some level of understanding. There is a lot of commonality in some of the problems that the CCTLDs are now experiencing as they move into scaling that we have experienced in the past, and so we're looking forward to making that lesson learned available to them in the future. We don't have a lot of interaction, but I welcome you all to our next meeting. bring your questions and bring your ideas. We have not developed a formal agenda of items that we'll be bringing to the council yet, but no doubt there will be in the future. The registry has a very important role to play in the overall operation of the internet and scale, and it's very important that any issues that are surrounding the registry be made widely known to everybody, especially those other entities like the registrars, which interact with the registry on a daily basis. Thank you.
Thank you, Don. Are there any questions on this? All right, we'd like to hear from the non-commercial.
Sorry, just one very short. Are you holding new elections before Los Angeles?
We held a very thorough election with 100% of the members of the constituency voting, and there was no dissension, it was uniform.
I'd like to compliment
you
on your outreach
program. It's easy.
Any other questions on this? Comments? All right, we move on. Can we hear from the non-commercial constituency?
Sure. Kathy Kleinman, representing the non-commercial constituency. We're a new constituency, but I'm happy to say we're up and running very quickly, we think. Part of that is because we read your websites and we followed what you were doing. We looked at it and we think we took good pieces from lots of different places, so thank you. We have over 60 members from all five regions. We have our names council representatives are fully diverse. We have an administrative council that now includes Europe and will shortly include Africa. We have a charter revisions committee and hope to be fully recognized in November. We have a website that's up and being edited and active, and a very, very active and robust list. And we invite people to join, and we see people joining us every day. We spent a lot of time in our meeting, of course, talking about the working groups, and particularly Working Group A, but also Working Group B, which we know has a very tight time frame, and we're a little concerned as we're fairly new to all of this, and these issues are a great concern to our constituency. And the last issue that we spent some time discussing was our support for the creation of a new group to sit at this table, which would be a constituency for individuals. Thanks.
Any questions on this, please?
Okay. First of all, indeed, I just wanted to congratulate the old members of the constituency for finally achieving a very sensible, reasonable compromise, a very well-thought charter, and finally succeeding in being recognized during this meeting. So my congratulations. I have a request for you, not for today, but in the future. As a matter of fact, I sent that to your private emails and to the ICANN board as well. I had not the chance to do that yesterday. It's not only for you. It's for all the constituencies, but you are the ones that raised the question yesterday. We have been revisiting and really revisiting the question of individual participation within the DNSO, at the General Assembly, at the constituencies. Some constituencies accept individuals, some don't. I would like asking you and all other constituencies to somehow prepare for Los Angeles in advance an explanation of the arguments why they accept or why they don't accept individuals. So we have all the documents, we can have probably a more reasonable discussion about this there. Thanks a lot.
Good to do so.
Does anybody else have a question or a comment on this? All right, then we'd like to hear from the registrar's constituency.
Hello, I'm missing the mic. Hi, this is Amadeu Abril, once again, registrar constituency. Hi, Richard. Do you hear me? The registrar's constituency has been involved in many different topics and issues and working items during the last months, many of them being internal, building the web pages, having the outreach program to all the accredited registers. We have a well-defined potential membership right now. These are the accredited registrars and NSI. We hope that NSI and many of the accredited registrars will join very shortly, but we are still at a rate that we, I think it's something like two-thirds of the potential members have joined. They have to apply. They cannot be considered automatic members. This is our immediate focus for the next 2 weeks, because immediately after we will run the elections to the permanent board and to the permanent names council. It's confusing. We will stick to this already applied geographical diversity rule, and we have to decide within the constituency, it has not been decided yet, whether we ask for a partial waiver in the sense that we express its support to the residency instead of nationality as the diversity criterion, and we have to decide what we do on that when there's no decision at all already taken. We have also been involved in many other activities like working groups and some kind of, you know, parallel activities in Congress, hearings, and so on, but we should apologize for not being heavily involved in all the working groups, not to the depth that we wanted. This is partially because NSI has managed to keep us very busy during these last 3 months, and Department of Commerce and ICANN should also be rewarded for keeping us that busy. We hope that things will stabilize a little bit more, and we have the clear commitment to participate with at least one appointed focal point to each and single working group that exists now or will be created in the future. Besides that, what I wanted to say is that our immediate topic, as I said, is first outreach and then elections, and we have still one important, very important, outstanding question to be solved. We are the registrar constituency, not the GTLD registrar constituency. Within our constituencies, there are different views. Some believe we should be the GTLD registrar. Some think that we should be just the registrar constituency. We wanted to come here to Santiago with a clear view of the registrar structure of lack thereof in the CTLDs, but we have not completed the survey. We hope that before Los Angeles and with the help of the the CCTLD constituency and their administrative committee, will be able to come with a proposal or at least a very clear survey of how could we implement that. But again, this is something that we need to work further on. And I think this is our report for the moment being.
Thank you, Amadeo. Is anybody want to address a question to him? Yes, go ahead, please.
Oh, thank you.
Got it. These hands are dangerous. They're registered with the police. Not allowed to touch anything electronic. Okay. Amadeo, you mentioned earlier in the discussion, and I heard mentioned some length yesterday, on the question of geographical diversity, the distinction between residence and citizenship. And I wonder, I'm not familiar with enough with the civil law system, but I have suggested to Louis to pass on to the board my thought that perhaps that was the wrong way to approach it, but rather we should be looking at the concept under common law of domicile, which is really what it's about. I mean, domicile is neither. It's really where you establish that your major presence is. Because even if you're an American citizen, if you've lived for 40 years in Chile, then, you know, your domicile is in Chile, and that's where you should be considered as a resident. And the same thing is if you are not a citizen of the country, but you moved there and you've been there 3 weeks, you're hardly domiciled there. Is that concept a part of civil law?
Yeah, we have different legal meanings for residence and domicile. And I'm not completely sure what is the exact translation, but I think that the residence in that sense is more clear. I mean, that the equivalence between domiciles is clear in both legal systems, right? The only problem is that you may have multiple domiciles sometimes. And the other question is that my point here is that there is a point in the agenda about geographical diversity waiver request. I think that if any constituency plans to do so, it should be announced to the NEMS Council. It should, the NEMS Council should have also an opportunity to express a view on this request, because we are a single committee, a single supporting organization in that.
Go ahead, please.
I don't know whether we need to take this thread on now or whether or not it needs to be proposed as an additional agenda item, but should we as a NAMES Council not at least have the opportunity to present some sort of a consensus opinion in the near future as to our concerns about how we feel ICANN should treat geographical diversity in their decisions? Because frankly, personally myself, I have concerns about citizenship versus domicile. There are many people that carry more than one citizenship, for instance, and then you run into a serious problem there. But if I was born in the United States and have spent the greater part of my life in business, cultural, and social activities and living in another country, it would seem to me that my heart is with my country, not necessarily where I was born or where my citizenship is. So I don't know whether it's an item that we should be concerned about providing input on, but I do feel we do represent a pretty diverse group of constituencies, many of who have concerns and opinions about it. So
the comment on that, I think, is very interesting, that the question we have to ask ourselves relative to this question is it a cultural issue that we're trying to achieve here? And that really goes to the heart of your comment, I think.
Any other comments or questions on this?
Both Ken's comments, but I think this is not the place today, in the sense that probably most of us need to go back to the constituency and further discuss this issue in the light, under the light of the elections we are organizing now and the board elections. I think this will be discussed probably within 2 weeks. The NEMS Council will need to revisit it, I'm completely sure.
Thank you. Anybody else?
This is Richard from the Red Star constituency in Japan. Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
Can you hear me? I guess not.
Go ahead, please.
Yes, we hear you. Go ahead, Richard.
Okay, I couldn't hear your response. I think I would like to address this issue, but maybe we could address this under Agenda Item E, under the Geographical Diversity Waiver section.
Do you want to reply to this or make any further comments?
I would like to make a further comment. Ken, I think whatever we decide and whatever we do, the worst thing we could decide is that we find a different definition from the ICANN boards. I think that should be dealt with in interaction with the ICANN board, such that we don't find completely different ways to tackle issues like that.
Any other comments or questions? I think we run out of constituencies. We could move on to updates from the working groups.
Working group A was already discussed before today.
No
more working group A.
Well, we have a motion, no more working group A from Amadeus, but I would ask Jonathan Cohen, he may want to say something on this.
Second the motion.
All right. Working group B, I think that's also Jonathan Cohen.
Working group B, I'm happy to say that Michael Pelage, I don't know if he's here, has been nominated and has accepted the position of co-chair. In keeping with the wishes of the NAMES Council expressed in San Jose, I immediately looked for someone to co-chair who was not only not a member of the NAMES Council, but was as dissociated from it as possible. And after a considerable effort to find somebody to either be nominated or to come forward and nominate themselves, only Michael presented himself. And having regard to the fact that we need some reasonable time limit,
we decided to move forward. We're already, in my view, behind. I'm happy to say that the invitation to attend the impromptu meeting of Working Group B here the other morning was well attended, and a number of people who had not previously expressed interest, particularly a number of people from Chile and other parts of South America who are here, came and participated. There is still lots of time to get involved for anybody who's interested. Contact Michael Pelage through the website. He has articulated a series of questions which are now the basis for Working Group B. We're hopeful to get some kind of a preliminary report out by the end of September, and that will be posted for comments, and again for a relatively short time, and we are certainly hopeful to have some kind of final report to deliver to the Names Council sometime in October, which then, if approved, will go on to the board. Thank you.
Thank you, Jonathan. We'll move on to Working Group C. Javier Solar, would you like to say something?
Well, we already talked about it at the General Assembly meeting on 2 days ago, but basically Working Group C is the largest working group. I think it's even larger than the General Assembly list. We have over 70 people, 80 to 100 messages a day on the average, with very, very little contents. It has become a very political group with a lot of, in one hand, economical interests represented, in the other hand, a lot of academic points of view. But we have all sorts of players, many of them with strong interests. And it's very hard to reach consensus on anything, on if the registry should be for-profit or non-for-profit, if we should have GTLDs right away or we should wait, if GTLDs should be planned by the community or they should be selected by the registries themselves. So it's very hard to reach consensus on any of these issues. So together with my co-chair, Don Weinberg, we're trying to structure as much as possible the issues and try to find consensus very painfully on very small issues, one by one. And it's not being easy, but we're still working on it.
Thank you, Javier. Does anybody want to comment on this?
Yeah, as a member of Working Group C, I too want to express some disappointment in the fact that although we may have 70-plus people who in one way or another have indicated an interest in Working Group C, it appears that somewhere between 75 and 80, maybe 85% of all the postings in the Working Group are from a group of approximately 7 or 8 people. I have not seen any significant input at all from the ISPs. I'm hoping that we can get more contribution from the GTLD with the experience that you've had and concerns and items that you feel definitely should need to be considered in something like that. And I'm hoping that the individual and the non-commercial domain name holders would be naturally interested in that, because there are definitely proposals for GTLDs that may be specifically targeted towards either the individual or non-commercial. So I think it's extremely important that we get away from the pure economics on this, but start to look at the practical reality of implementing some sort of a program that makes sense to all of the constituencies. Again, now that we've taken Working Group A and moved it forward and developed a sense of focus for Working Group C, I look forward to more interest in the intellectual property community on that group as well. You have had some people, and I compliment Marilyn Cade for jumping in, but we really do need more input in a balanced diversity of intellectual property as well. So please, I'm imploring you to get involved. And it's no different than some of the other lists. You may have to filter, but from a practical standpoint, most of the people that are involved are sincere. It's just there are not enough perspectives at this point in time.
Michael Schneider is next in line.
Can I have some criticism today?
with regard to the way the Names Council and the working groups are doing their jobs. You have said that the ISP constituency did not provide too much input, or at least no input, to working group C. I think there are very good reasons why not. I've been on a business trip when the maidenness was created, and when I came back, I was flooded completely flooded with emails. I have to run a business from time to time. I'm a chair of a trade association, and I cannot dedicate 100% of my time only to read one email list and to provide input to it. I think if you really want to get serious outcome of working group C, we need to reconsider how to deal with the working group and whether or not we need to find different ways of carrying out the discussion. You're completely right. There are pretty serious people on that list. There are pretty serious remarks that have been made, but only if you're the pure mass of information on that list. People like me, who are serious as well and have a day-to-day business, are not able to participate and to contribute as long as that this is the case. I'm not even able to summarize what's going on at the mailing list, and that's my job. That's why I'm an officer of the ISP constituency, to the members of the constituency. And that's, by the way, one of the most serious points that have been addressed in yesterday's discussion of or in Tuesday's discussion of the constituency.
In response to your comments, I cannot agree with you more. I have attempted to establish teleconferences because I do feel that, in spite of the fact that most of us spend a significant amount of time on the net, there is absolutely nothing wrong with presenting views in a real-time environment, and was basically somewhat shouted down by that. Which frankly bothers me when I see how much work was accomplished with the interim DNRP that was able to be done both with one meeting in Washington and 6 hours with the phone calls. And I think from a practical standpoint, you're right. We have to find more effective ways than just putting it out on a list and banging it around. Because also the list ends up being very non-productive.
Thank you. I think Amadeo was next in line, and then we'll continue with
very, very short this time. Michael had said what I wanted to say. I just want to add that our responsibility is not Ken's responsibility to propose one teleconference or you to propose one method. It's a Names Council responsibility to manage the process as this is really able to get reach to an outcome, any outcome that the participants want to. And I am frustrated that in this case and many others, the Names Council is just abdicating its duties because apparently we don't like being criticized in the mailing lists.
Jonathan?
I think I'd like to offer some suggestions based on being from the one working group that's already been blooded. Not bloodied, just blooded. It seems to me that looking at how these have worked in the real world, that yes, you want to certainly outreach to the constituencies and as broadly as possible in any working group. But you know, the truth is no matter how much time you take, there are only a certain number of people who are going to come forward to participate. And it seems to me that what's really happened and what's really happening, what's effective, is to give everybody a chance who wants to come forward, let them have an opportunity to express their thoughts, see whether there are, where there's quickly some consensus, and where there's not, pick an individual who will represent the different points of view, put them together in a very small group, and come up with something, and then use the RFC process. Otherwise, you will not move these things along, and ultimately, that's the fairest method for getting something done where anybody and everybody can participate. You get your ground rules set, and then get a drafting committee. And that, in fact, is what's happened with Working Group A, and it's probably going to happen with Working Group B. And I suggest it be considered by those who are looking for a process. Thanks.
Yes, before you speak, please say your name for the...
Caroline Chacoin.
Javier, I was just curious in light of, there are four questions and we voted on the first question, and what is your plan for going forward? I know the extension, there was an extension given for voting on the last three questions, but is it in limbo, or are you thinking of adopting a different procedure for getting input?
We are talking about two different subjects here now.
This is Javier Sola.
Javier Sola. One of the subjects is procedure, and the other one is the contents of the working group. We are trying to work our way through the working group without procedures, meaning that when we try to come into some structure, there's always people in the working group that scream that that's not the procedure, that the chairs have no power to do anything, and that it should be done the way they want. So at this time, the Names Council has not given the chairs the power needed to structure the working group. And what we are seeing here is that we have a working group in which the constituencies have, I wouldn't want to talk about power. I'd say the voice of the constituencies gets lost in all the noise. So we have large numbers of people participating, but no specific views, and very few participants from the constituencies, because they, as Michael said, they just can't spend the time doing this. We have tried to do some polling in the working group. The results are not, we cannot take the results as in some sort of percentage of what the community wants, because it's just the working group. And I think we have to find a way of structuring working groups better. Get back, as Jonathan said, on some process in which we have smaller groups, more balanced, in which we can actually work. Working group C is not a working group. It's a discussion list in which we are trying to reach a consensus on things. But it's not a place where you can do work. It's not a place in which the constituencies can negotiate what is good for all of us and reach consensus agreement and try to work together. There's too much noise. We have the same problem in other working groups. And I think the solution for this is that the Names Council instructs Working Group B to actually come out with specific procedures that will allow it to create balanced working groups. Balanced working groups with the strict rules that, you know, you're not allowed to insult people and things like that. Which seem like not things that you need to do, but as a matter of fact, it's something you have to do, and allow the chairs to kick people out of the working groups if they do not behave, and try to be constructive. But the working group D will not be able to do this as an open working group unless it is instructed by the Names Council to do so. And I think the Names Council should decide here that at least one of the structures that this DNSO needs to work are not only maybe open working groups, but also balanced working groups, in which we have, for example, two people from this constituency, a couple of people from the General Assembly too, and maybe experts named by the chair. But structure working group in which we can actually try to reach agreements and push things forward.
Teresa Swinehart is next, and I'm sorry, and then Michael, and then you.
Hi, I just actually want to make the comment that this entire discussion is exactly what Working Group D is about and has grappled with the very similar issues in its own working group. So when we want to move on to that, I'm happy to summarize where we are there.
Fine. Michael Schneider?
Earlier you said that the voice of the constituencies will get lost. I'm pretty confident that this won't happen because, in my view, Working Group C is designed to provide input to the Names Council. And there are three representatives for each constituency serving on the Names Council. So I, for my constituency, will ensure that our opinion, our view on all that, will be heard in the Names Council and will be considered. But the problem will be that everyone else who has no constituency or is not participating in a constituency will suffer from the problem that you described, that his voice won't be heard. And that's the reason why we need to restructure the working group. And I would be pretty interested in hearing what Teresa has to provide to us. Another observation is regarding process on the Working Group C. I've seen a pretty interesting mail on that list, according to which we were invited to vote on several questions with several options we had. The one who wrote this posting said we have 5 days of time. However, as that is so long, we might not even need 5 days. I'm pretty sorry. I'm running a business, as I said. When I'm on a trip and come back after the 5 days and see an email like that, I have not even time to inform my constituency, nor to get their input on that. I think we should not vote on questions like that and important issues in a period of 5 days anymore.
Yes, would you say your name again?
Ted Shapiro, IPC constituency. I just wanted to support some part of Javier's remarks with regard to Working Group D. I think it's got to be the most important working group and a pledge to get more people from the IPC involved. I just want to sound one word of warning that I mentioned during one of our previous teleconferences about, I work for the film industry, and whenever we get into judging content, whether something is, and these are cultural differences, whether you consider it abusive, etc., we're always treading on very dangerous ground. So we have to be worried about setting up people as arbiters of whether something is offensive, isn't offensive, etc. I know it doesn't make the work any easier, but I just need to sound that warning, while totally supporting that Working Group D is where we should all be focusing, so we have some ground rules.
Javier Salah is next, and then.
Well, I have to agree with Michael on the fact that we are trying to accelerate things more than we actually can, and trying to get some results that we are not getting. And we were trying to do was our my co-chair was trying to do is a straw poll to sort of see what the general opinion is. But the idea is that out of whatever comes out of that, not consider that as a vote, but as something that will allow us to write down consensus points that could be put out for attempted consensus. Going back to what Ted just said, I think that we should sort of prepare a motion now. I don't know if my idea of balanced working groups is something that we should ask the Working Group B to work on, but I propose that, I mean, that would be my proposal, that Working Group B, one of the structures that Names Council can create to work on an issue is a balanced working group with two members from each constituency, two members from the General Assembly, and experts that the chair of the working group can invite to participate in the working group. So that's the motion.
Thank you, Javier. Nigel wants to say something here.
Nigel Roberts. I'm speaking a little bit of the working groups as a whole, as I perceive them. It seems to me that a considerable part of the problem, in fact not most of the problem that we're hearing, is too much of a rush to push through certain substantive pieces of work at a time when I feel the most important task is to achieve robust procedures which will facilitate the substantive work and allow it to proceed in a manner which is both orderly and sustainable. And Working Group D, in my view, is by far the most important task at this point.
All right, next in line is Mike Schneider.
Just one sentence, Javier. You said that the questions that have been posted to the list were not designed for that, but this was no voting, but this was only to aggregate consensus points. What is that else than voting? If you want to generate something that should be presented to the Names Council on the basis of the comments you've got.
Ken is next in line.
Let Javier
microphone, please.
Michael, and then it's all right, I'll take it out.
All right. Well, what I have tried to do with that, the working group, through the result of the first trouble that didn't take us anywhere, tried to figure out if there is consensus in something, but outside of the trouble, I agree with you that it might not be the best way of continuing. At this point, we don't find any other way of figuring out how to go on in Working Group C, and actually we will welcome any opportunities. But I also, just a matter of procedure, I have a motion on the table that has been seconded.
Yes, I seconded.
And I think we should discuss that. Or
go in order. I have John Zalej here who wants to. Oh, I'm sorry. You're going to complete the.
I'm going to take just a little bit of umbrage with your wording here because you indicate that perhaps we're trying to make the process go faster than possible. I think the key thing here is deliberation. And I think we have to establish and set benchmarks, though we've done this with transition with network solutions and the registrars. Granted, the benchmark sometimes creates frustration on both sides, but it does keep the process moving forward. I think that the ability to defeat the process by corrupting it with excess, I think you understand what I'm saying. I don't want to let the people who don't want the process to move forward be able to do that. I think we have to build in some sort of benchmarks in the process so that we keep deliberation moving forward all the time. And maybe I'm not being very clear, but I hope you understand what I mean anyway.
Next in line is John Tibbetts.
Yeah, I'd like to consider this from a meta point of view, which I think is really, rather than get into the particulars, I think the most important consideration for Working Group D, in addition to processes, is to have a clear understanding of what it is we're trying to produce. Okay? In my view of the activity in the Names Council and the constituencies, is that what we're trying to produce is a very detailed record of not only an idea of whether a concept needs to be passed or not, but a record of the impacts, views of all the constituencies on that idea. And it's only by developing such a record that is a product, okay, much akin to the product that we saw from the staff yesterday, which I'd like to comment, the ICANN staff on. That was a very good document on Working Group A. Because what it did is it clearly brought together all of the impacts and issues in a coherent and not extremely lengthy way that showed that all affected parties, all implementing parties, all involved parties had been polled, had their input, had the potential impacts on them attempted to work to be worked out. And that, in my mind, when we talk about consensus, it's when that product is prepared and it is easily understandable by the board, it's easy for them to say, yes, here's a concept, it's going through the complete process, it's reached consensus, all affected and implementing parties have signed on, let's take it away. It's not a vote, yes, we like it, yes, we don't, it's a vote that consensus has been achieved. And that's what we need to focus on, in my mind. If we knew what that product looked like, and maybe the Working Group A staff report is the way to start, we'd be easier to get there.
Yes, we had Amadeo from before on the queue, then Jonathan Cohen, and then we got to you. Amadeo, would you go ahead, please?
This way. I would like just amending, if possible, the motion that's in the floor has been second. Is that possible, according to the Harris rules of order? The question is that I would like moving that the Names Council declares that the current structure and functioning of Working Group C is contrary to Article 6B, Section B, where it says that, in the sense that it's not carrying its duty to be a vehicle for the substantive work of the DNSO, and in that sense request Working Group D to provide some interim solutions within 2 weeks to allow the chairs to restructure its composition and functioning.
Second that.
Jonathan,
is that a correction to mine, or is the second motion? Which
tried to be a correction, but I'm afraid that.
Yeah, you're going a little too far. Well, I think it's a different one. Would you be prepared to say that we have two different motions? My motion is to create balance, to instruct Working Group B to include as one of the bodies that may be created by the Names Council, the Names Council instructs Working Group B to include as one of the bodies that may be delegated to work on a specific issue, balanced working group, which will include an equal number of members of each constituency and the General Assembly, meaning if we can say two, we can say one from each body, plus experts to be invited by the chair. That was my proposal.
Could you do me a favor and give that to the scribe?
Yeah, that's what I was trying to do that now. And I think I agree with Amadeus' motion, but I think it's a different one.
Okay. Yeah, it's a different one.
All right. We have somebody waiting here to talk, Jonathan Cohen. I think we should allow him to speak now.
Jonathan Cohen. Javier, it's as much a question as anything else. But first of all, I agree that you should have somebody or more than one person from each constituency. I think if you're going to have a motion, it should be that you shall request that each constituency participate. I think the thing you want to do is make sure that everybody's requested. Some constituencies may choose, for whatever reason, on a given working group, not to participate, either because they don't care or whatever. So I think that's the important thing, is to be asked to dance, not that you dance. And
I accept the
Secondly, I don't know how you do this, but what I again, my suggestion would be that the Names Council in all cases appoint a supervising chair for any working group, but immediately that supervising chair call for persons to work in the working group from the General Assembly, from the constituencies, and simultaneously call for the nominations of a working chair, not from the Names Council. And the purpose of the Names Council rep would be to get the process going and to assist the working chair and, you know, keep some kind of eye on it. I don't mean it in a Big Brother way, but just to know what's going on and to assist in any way. So the Names Council always knows what's going on, but can't be accused of running it or hijacking the process. The third suggestion I make is that whatever the chair should be challenged, that is the working chair, to ensure that whatever working group is achieved not only finds some balance between the constituencies, but again tries to look at cultural and or regional differences, because on many issues it's quite important that we have input not just from different constituencies, but from different parts of the world. And I think that's one of the challenges. And if you can work that in, I would support it. Thank you.
Just one second. Before we move forward, there's a pending remote comment. I think we should...
Point of order.
I'm sorry. Michael Schneider has a point of order. We'll start with that and then the pending remote comments.
Mr. Chair, as I see it, we have a motion and two amendments on the table now. First of all, I would like to allow 5 minutes for the scribe to put them down in writing, and then I think according to the rules we should vote on the amendments, and secondly on the motion as it stands at that point.
Question regarding point of procedure: should there have been a second for the motion before the amendments were offered?
I've heard. Oh, you're seconded.
I heard 1 second on. Gales.
And another second on his.
There's no second
on your
amendment. Yes.
A second? Caroline
Schoen. Okay, maybe, Mr. Chair, we could have 5 minutes off so we can write these things down, put them on up there. I need your amendment on written also. And then. No, basically it was.
All right, we'll take 5 minutes to do this then.
Point of order, Mr. Chairman.
Perhaps we can accommodate the pending online comment if you'd like to speak while we do this. Whoever's online and wants to comment, would you please do so?
Yep, I'll read them off. I'm just trying to
get them in front of me.
It's from Mark Langston.
This is from Mark Langston. It's important that results are achieved in the working groups. However, the desire for a working pair process has been voiced in all current working groups, and yet some on the Names Council want the work to proceed without this structure in the interest of expediency rather than equity. The desire for fairness and equity in the process is not an attempt to delay or obstruct. It's just an attempt to ensure that the results we achieve are acceptable to all and to eliminate the need or desire to redo the work, for example, working group A. And it looks like Mark...
Point of order, sorry. I mean, the rules for these Names Council meetings is that these are Names Council meetings, the questions and answers came at the end of the meeting.
That is correct.
Amadeo, yeah. You of all people.
I have a point of order waiting.
Yes, go ahead.
As far as amendments to any motion before us is concerned, please can we have them in the format of amendments? In other words, delete all after so-and-so, insert all after so-and-so, so we know at each stage, because we have two amendments here, what we are voting on.
Maybe we can continue with the report from Working Group D.
Sure. We're ready to move on.
I'm sorry. She was waiting to speak first. Will you speak and then we'll proceed with Therese?
I apologize since I do want to hear from Working Group B, but I wanted to speak in support of the original motion that was offered before the amendments started on that side of the table and began to move down. And it's also an issue of logistics that we've got a limited group of people who are doing a lot of work. And in the non-commercial constituency, particularly as we're involved in outreach efforts, you've pretty much got the same group of people who are, you know, working with the constituencies, working with the working groups, and trying to bring people up to speed so they can participate in the working groups. I know from my recent experience in the last 2 months that trying to create the rules at the same time that you're trying to do the substantive work is nearly impossible. So that I support the motion because I think getting the rules down will allow more of us to participate in Working Group D, and then we can move back, and I'd like to see it applied to all of the working groups so that we can do procedure first and substance second. Thanks.
All right, we'll put a halt on the comments right now and ask Teresa, I'm sorry, Teresa, if you would report on Working Group D.
Okay, thanks. I think the discussion that was held up here really shows, first of all, why what comes out of Working Group D is going to have to be carefully looked at and will most likely not be popular no matter what comes out. I think various mechanisms have been tried, various mechanisms have been approached, and we're seeing the results of everything and anything. So there's a reality to having a structure in place. But for this DNSO to get any work done, it's going to have one. Let me give a summary of how Working Group B sort of was formed. It's been posted up on the website. It has a charter. It's a twofold charter, basically, which says process and addressing process issues. And the other one is a business plan, which I believe we'll also be addressing later on the agenda. And that has to go with how to finance the DNSO structure as far as a secretariat or mailing lists or anything like that. I think we should congratulate Elizabeth on the tremendous effort she has been undertaking voluntarily. I'd like to point out, during a summer and during vacations, to keep a DNSO website up, despite all sorts of criticisms. The conversations and discussions in Working Group D began with the vote of our co-chair, who's Brett Fawcett. And we have about 35 members, I believe, at this point. There is a lack of diversity among the constituency representatives. I sent a note to the council list requesting that all the council representatives encourage their constituencies to participate. I've gotten some feedback, but I would strongly encourage the constituencies to be participating. The discussions have stopped at the process issues, which was, I think, anticipated. And as far as I can tell, pretty much play out into two different sides. One is that, I think better said, two different sort of things are emerging. You can have a forum, which is the forum to have political discussions or agendas from various constituencies or interested parties, and it's basically a continuation of a discussion from other forums into it. Or you can have a structure which builds consensus, but then the question arises, how do you do that? And how do you do that with full representation and ability to participate? So I think those are sort of central issues to address. Do you need a small group with a balanced representation that is not responsible for creating something that is assumed that it will be signed off immediately, but rather produces something that is then posted for comments and consensus is aimed at being achieved through postings, General Assembly discussion. So the discussions are occurring not within the group that does the writing and drafting, but rather outside of the group. That is one mechanism of enabling work to get done. Another mechanism is to have various feeding in and feeding out processes. The bottom line is that the working group's going to have to come up with something that encourages participation, doesn't end up with 70 to 100 emails per day, and allows those people who really do want to commit to the work to do it. And because I see now in the discussion in that working group that things have sort of played out into two different approaches and sides, we've reached the stage where we can put forward some suggestions on how the working groups should be structured and be approached in order to address all the concerns that were raised here today. I welcome any of the resolutions or amendments the Names Council puts forward. I think the chairs of working groups are going to be able to have the ability to implement things and do that. Likewise, I would just like to comment quickly on Jonathan's comment. With regards to co-chairs, I agree that it's absolutely critical to have those. And I think a mechanism for the working groups will need to be found whereby the Names Council, which does have the responsibility to make sure that the work gets done, is implemented in any sort of structure that's carried out. So whether it's a reporting structure or whether it's updates on a regular basis or something of that sort. So those are still being addressed. That's about it. Hopefully we'll be able to get something out on the process within the next week to 2 weeks. I'd like to have something that we could post and sort of get some comments on. After that, we'll obviously need to work on the business plan, especially before Los Angeles.
Any questions on this from the council? Go ahead, Patricio.
Patricio Pauletti. I have one concern that perhaps would be appropriate for Working Group D to consider. In witnessing the procedures of this council, both here in San Jose and the General Assembly a couple of days ago, I brought my copy of Robert's Rules of Order. I'm not very wrong if I say that this is one of the few copies available in this country. In many regions of the world, people don't follow these procedures, and if we intend to be a global organization, we have to take that into account. Well, I can say that people like me are at a great disadvantage if we have to interact in that sort of environment, and I believe that we should develop our own set of rules, perhaps based on this, but a very simple and streamlined procedure and self-contained that we could know and follow.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Yes, and then we'll hand it over to Don. Yes.
I absolutely agree with you. There was some discussion on the Working Group D list about the Roberts Rules. It's very difficult to apply those in a different environment, electronic, multicultural, so everybody can understand it. They're not necessarily intended for an online environment. Likewise, the Names Council is a different body than what those were originally written for. So we should try to find the mechanisms. If the Names Council would like to have Working Group D look at that and try to come up with a proposal, we're happy to do that.
Quick point of order, if I may.
If I can get the microphone to work. Nigel Roberts. I do endorse what my colleague has said, but I want to make a quick point about the motions which appear before us, is that the two subsequent motions do not appear as amendments. I presume they should be rewritten to say delete the previous motion and replace with. Well, I'm only going by the fact that somebody said it was an amendment.
Yeah.
If it's an amendment, let's have it looking like an amendment, please.
Don, you wanted to say
Yes, I wanted to reiterate my point and maybe put it in focus relative to the work of Working Group D. I think it's important, and I agree with everyone, that we have a process and rules, et cetera, that we can understand. But I think unless we have an objective, unless we have a target product that we're trying to get towards, okay, then we won't have the roadmap to know what we have to do, what we have to fill in, if you will, what work we have to do. The product will define the work in many ways. It's like the outline of what the specific items in a, what does a consensus report look like? What should it look like? Okay, and I urge this Names Council, and maybe we need to put that as an objective in Working Group D, to not only define the process, but to carefully define what the product should look like, understanding that that product will be used both with the Names Council to make recommendations and for the board, together with the staff reports, to make decisions on whether there was a consensus and whether the impacts have been mitigated.
Okay. Have we got the, you want to reply?
Actually, without having explicitly stated that, I see that as part of the process on how reports should look, how dissenting views should be reflected, even subsequent to comments and everything else.
We have some ideas on that. I'll join the working group and put my money where my mouth is.
Perfect.
One question.
Just a clarification. You meant in the way in which the report should be made, or the fact that the Names Council should prepare a charter for that working group and say, this is what we want out of this working group? Or is both things? Or?
No, I mean, there may perhaps both things, but what I was really saying was that any policy consideration should have a clear report structure which shows that everything has been, all the constituencies have been polled, all the important stakeholders, the implementers, dissenting reports, impacts analysis. I mean, to me, that's what a working group does. It generates work and not just discussion. It generates, it pulls together, okay, I don't want to sound preachy, but it pulls together the input from all the stakeholders in a way that is very clear what the record is. So it's the document.
Jonathan Cohen wants to say something, and then Dennis Jennings.
I'll be very brief. I don't want to hold out Working Group A's work product as a model simply because the circumstances would not justify that. Nonetheless, there has only been one working group report, and it has been vetted by the staff, so my suggestion would be at a minimum that they take a look at it and see whether the staff liked it, didn't like it, what they liked, how they liked it, because it seemed to be accepted, so that's a good starting point.
Dennis?
Dennis Jennings, just a comment. I come from an environment, I worked for many years in an environment even more hostile and awkward and difficult than this one. It's called a university. And universities have committees which are bullpits. And there are processes for dealing with arriving at some sort of consensus in committees. Usually involving scoping what the problem is first and getting everybody's views, and then having position papers that people can interact with and so on, and iterate from the general to the particular. And usually that doesn't work very well, and then they go to outside consultants and they involve staff. So I think one of the key issues here is to have the resources to staff these activities properly because it is a key, it is a skill, as all of you who've been consultants know, of an external consultant to facilitate that sort of scoping working process. And I don't think, and this environment is much less hostile than the university committee, but even so, I don't think that it's going to be possible without those sort of external dispassionate consulting skills.
Tony, can I ask a question, please?
Javier Solá, please. I'm sorry. Okay, Richard, go ahead.
Teresa, Amadeo, I believe, asked to have a proposal to have the results of the... can you hear me? Do you think 2 weeks is a reasonable amount of time to have some sort of results that could be actually used in the working groups?
That was a question to me. I think that in 2 weeks, the working group D could provide some interim measures to solve the problems that we see in our working group C. We don't need a complete set of working group procedures. We have some concrete problems, we need some concrete solutions. We will test them. If they work, perfect. If not, we come back to working group D and say, look, no way, try again.
Okay, I was just asking, is that realistic, you think, Teresa?
I was thinking of things like, you know, limiting the number of emails per day, limiting the number of members, having a discussion list separate from that, making a clear RFC proposals and things like that. Yeah, it can be done in 2 weeks as an interim proposal. If they fail, then the NEMS Council, again, will need to take its own responsibilities.
Javier?
I'd like to go back to the motions that we had. And try to get them in order. Start with the first motion, see if the second motion was an amendment or it was in motion, and then catch up with the procedures from there.
All right, could you read amendment one? Was it,
okay, so my first motion was that...
Hey, Javier, just before you go into the motions, I just want to announce that John England here is on the line from Redwood City. Hi, everybody.
Hi, John.
Hi.
Hey, John.
Do you want me to read the motion, John?
Yeah, that would be very helpful.
Okay. The NEMS Council instructs Working Group D to include, as one of the bodies that may be delegated to work on a specific issue, balanced working groups, which will include an equal number of members from its constituency that wishes to participate and from the General Assembly, plus experts invited by the chairs of the working group. And that is the motion.
Do we want to take a vote on this motion now?
No, we cannot.
Oh, we can't?
We cannot.
Are people objecting to the motion?
Have a look on the amendments.
Okay.
Does anyone disagree with the motion?
Point of order, I don't see an amendment on offer.
We're trying to follow procedure. So are there amendments or discussion on this motion? That would be, I think, the procedure at this point.
I said that my motion was, I said it was amending his motion, but I'm afraid it was not amending his motion, as Nigel pointed out, yeah? I think my motion is a separate thing.
I agree, yeah.
The motion was seconded, so it can be discussion or a vote.
Well, supposing we read the second amendment and see if it's...
The first amendment.
There are no amendments that I know of. The other ones are separate motions.
Okay, the second motion.
No, let's. We have to finish this motion before we go into the next one.
Okay.
Go ahead.
One point of order, Javier. I think we should let those who table the motions or amendments decide whether or not these are amendments or new motions.
No, I'm not reading mine because I can't read at that distance.
No. But you're going to say.
We
can go into the next motion. We have to see if there are amendments. As somebody said, amendment, you have to see that it is not.
Is this an amendment or is this a new motion?
I'm afraid the mine is a new motion.
Okay, so there's no amendment here. Is there an amendment?
I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't know Roberts if I fell on it. But I suspect it's probably a new motion because it's in addition to what you're saying, not as much an amendment.
Now we have three motions.
If that's the case, I would like, this time, yes, amending Javier's motion in the sense that equal numbers of representatives for constituency and a given number of General Assembly. Equal to one constituency, equal to all constituencies, I think it's probably too premature, but a given number, I would absolutely vote for.
Designated number?
All right, we have three motions then. Maybe we should, we don't have
one motion on the table. Only one motion on the table. The other ones will come later.
Right.
We can only handle one motion at a time.
Okay, I'm not.
So there's the friendly amendment?
Friendly.
And I think it's just so the amendment is that the Names Council designate which number of members of the General Assembly will be included in the working group. I take it as a friendly amendment and I accept it.
Can you just reread that so the scribe can...
Okay, this is an amendment.
Basically, somebody who knows English would have to do that.
This is amendment to your motion or amendment to my decision?
There's only one motion on the table and he amended it and I took it as a friendly amendment, which means we change whatever we have here, you have to move forward. So basically somebody who speaks English should change that, say that it's the Names Council that decides what number of people from the General Assembly will participate in the working group.
In a given number.
But it's no longer a new motion, it's an amendment that we accepted, right?
Yeah.
I'm surprised.
No, mine was still on the table, but they didn't see one.
Is this complete then, the first motion?
We have to see if there are more amendments or...
Are there any proposals for amending this or any comments?
Comments, yes.
Do you want to make a comment?
No.
Okay. Would you like to read it
out? I will read it again as it stands now. The Names Council instructs Working Group D to include, as one of the bodies that may be delegated to work on a specific issue, balance working groups, which will include an equal number of members from each constituency that wishes to participate, and some number to be decided by the Names Council of representatives of the General Assembly, plus experts invited by the chairs of the working group.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
Okay. Javi, do you mean that this would be, that we're instructing Working Group D? What do you mean by as one of the bodies?
I mean that the Names Council might decide that the Working Group D might come out with other types of bodies, for example, discussion groups or committees of the Names Council with only Names Council members, or other types of groups that it may delegate work to. Just the three of you from the Names Council go and do this. This would not be a working group, this would be another sort of committee. But at least what I'm trying to say here is that this type of structure can be created if the Names Council wishes to, in between many other options. But what I'm trying to say is that we can, if we want, as Names Council, delegate work to a structure that is balanced with all the constituencies. We might decide to do otherwise with other subjects, but with a specific subject, if we wish to, we can have this type of structure.
Saying that this should be the definition of a working group.
No, this is actually, I've used a balanced working group. I have used balanced working group as a name, and we could have other types of bodies or structures to work on issues.
Ken wants to say something. Would you give the microphone again?
I just want to ask if we're all clear on exactly what that means. Okay.
There's a question from Don here.
Does this imply that let me make sure I understand. Does this imply that every working group that's created has to have a participant from each constituency?
No. Basically, what I'm saying is that this is one type of structure that we might decide to create in the Names Council. And we have been very clear here that we are not forcing all constituencies to participate on this type of structure, but that if we wish to have other types of working groups, for example, open working groups, the Names Council can also decide to create those. If the working group D comes out with a recommendation saying that they should be created. All I'm saying here is that as one of the possible structures for working on an issue, this could be one of them. The Names Council can always decide to work to create one of these working groups for an issue. He can decide to create other types of bodies for other issues.
This is already the bylaws, so can we bring it to a vote?
there's a motion here. Can we bring this to a vote? I'm sorry, please. Michael Schneider here had asked the speaker. We should allow him.
I have a suggestion. First of all, I think I've understood it now. However, I think we should clarify it to some extent. It should be a little bit more precise. And we should add that the number of members from each constituency is the maximum number of members, such that if we decide that there are two or three representatives from each constituency, it should be allowed that one constituency has only one representative to that group, and it should not necessarily have three.
Up to.
I accept the amendment.
You have the right.
If anybody can write that.
Would you like to speak?
Was that the only amendment?
That was the only. First was a suggestion to put it more precise.
Yeah.
And second was the amendment that we allow constituencies now to provide a specific amount of members to the working group.
Okay.
She's first. Yes, go ahead.
I hate to do this. I'd like to offer another amendment to clarify, because I think these questions indicate an issue that needs to be resolved. There's a big bracketed phrase in there, so I'm going to read the beginning and then what I'd like to insert. The Names Council instructs Working Group D to include, skip all the way to the bottom, include everything there, this new body, comma, on an issue which already explored in a working group indicates the structure is necessary to guide the working group. I would not like to see this structure, and the reason for this amendment is because I think we're creating this to solve a problem within Working Group C. I'm not sure that this should be applied. In fact, I really would prefer not to vote on this being applied to new issues. So I'd like to solve work on the Working Group C issue. And so again, what I'd like to add at the bottom is, on an issue which already explored in a working group indicates the structure is necessary to guide the working group.
I'm going to disagree with that, because what we're trying to do here is create a structure that follows the spirit of the bylaws, in which all constituencies participate. The Names Council has been created in the way it has been created, because there's a balance of all participants in the DNSO. And what we want here is to be able to create working groups that comply with this balance, not as a solve a problem that we have created before, but as something we can start with from the beginning, and say, this is what we want. We want to reach an agreement among all of us on this issue. We want to hear also the voice of the General Assembly and of experts. The structure that we create for this issue is a balanced working group. We can choose to also create another type of working group, but whenever we can create this working group as a structure from the beginning. That's the spirit of my motion. But you can try to amend it.
Two requests.
But I would not accept the amendment in that sense.
I have three requests, but the order I received was Jonathan Cohen, and then Ken, and then Amadeo. Jonathan, would you? Microphone, please.
And Kathy's concerned, but I don't think her amendment is necessary. And I still would like to call for a vote. People are ready. Thank you.
Ken is next.
Part of the problem here is that the General Assembly doesn't have a structure right now by which to select the representatives that would appear from them as part of this group. I think that's a problem that isn't addressed here.
Is there an amendment?
Can you explain the amendment exactly how this?
The addition of the words at the end, on an issue which already explored in a working group, indicates this structure, the one that's being proposed, is necessary to guide the working group.
Only 2 seconds for that? No, we have to discuss and then for voting.
Is there a second for this amendment?
Yeah, there is.
All right. Shall we take a vote on it? Vote on the amendment. All those for the amendment? against the amendment? Abstain? Did anyone take account on that?
It's
against.
Clearly.
Okay. All right. Then the amendment doesn't carry. We'll go to Ken now, and then Amadeo.
At the risk of sounding somewhat expeditious, I asked the gentleman over there to print out the motion number one, motion number two, and motion number three. We don't have a parliamentarian here, so I was taking a look at motion number two and motion number one. There appears to be significant overlaps between the three motions. So what are we accomplishing here if we create a motion here and then vote on it only to come along and consider motion number two and number three, only to find that there may be things in two and three that should have either been included in one or that may be more... and may be a more expeditious approach. I don't want to end up in a situation where you spend 45 minutes on each motion, and I just don't think we're going to get very far down the road. So I strongly suggest that before you move too much further down the road, that you might ask John to pull a printout for you, because I think you're going to start shaking your heads as you're doing right now.
Amadeo is next. Yes.
Okay, just to—is this open? No.
Is this open now? Okay, thanks. Could you reply? Is that exactly the same, Ken, as for first and second motion at least? What Javier is trying to do in motion first, if I got it right, is a general question. Section subsection B of section 2 of article. The article of the DNSO 6b says that the names council will establish its policies and procedures, blah, 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 including the designation of such research or drafting committees, working groups, and other bodies of the General Assembly. What he's proposing is a special subtype of that to be used in the future. Probably, in his mind, thinking that perhaps Working Group D one day will say that this is appropriate for the current Working Group C. But we are not deciding that. We are offering one new group. What this means if we create that? It means that Working Group D should look at structures and procedures for this kind of structure, only that. Then my motion number two is simply a recommendation that we draft some interim measures to solve some clear problems of Working Group C now. So are two different questions.
Ted, you wanted to speak, I think.
Yeah, thank you. Ted Shapiro. Ken, I mean, it's true that you can spend a lot of time on each one, but if you feel that they're overlapping and the first one passes, when you get to the second one, you'll say that one's moot and you'll vote against it. I know it's a waste of time. I just want to note a word of caution that we don't go too far and do Working Group D's work. Although it would be nice for Working Group D to finish and get the job done, we're not Working Group D.
But I have several requests which might have some comment on this. Do you mind if they express first? Is it on the motion?
I want to call for a vote on the motion.
All right.
I just want to acknowledge that clarification helps me out. That's all I ask.
Okay.
All I wanted to do was to acknowledge the fact that the inquiry that I had was properly clarified by Amadeo.
And as usual.
There is some.
I want to call for a vote.
Before the vote.
Anyone.
Point of order.
Michael Schneider would like just to make a brief comment.
With all due respect to my dear colleagues of the Names Council, I think you should not spend too much time on the motions like that, because there are lots of other issues on the agenda.
Point of order, I hear a motion from Jonathan Cohen that the vote be put, and I think that takes precedence.
Who is for the amendment?
For the motion.
I'm sorry, who is for the motion?
Motion
one is under vote, favorable.
Can you include the teleconference people as well, please?
Four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten, 11, right?
Eight.
and Richard and John.
Yeah, Richard and John, do you have a vote on this?
Richard's 4.
Okay, that's 12.
John?
John, are you there?
The other side of the
room. Because he's not here.
All right, that's 12-4. The motion, those against? Two against. Abstain? Two abstain. I'm sorry, three abstain.
Also, for the sake of us on the phone, if you could just read out the numbers, because I can't see in the real video.
So, the motion is carried.
Okay, Mr. Chair.
We can go to the next motion?
Yes, we're supposed to be having a coffee break, and perhaps that could be a good time to iron out any, come together of the remaining motions, or does the council agree with this? Or?
Yeah, the second motion has been long debated. Perhaps we can vote on that before going to the coffee break.
This would allow to delete redundancy.
Yes, does anybody want to say anything before we go to the break? Jonathan?
I realize what people are saying, but I don't think there is redundancy between motion 2 and 1 if you look at it. And I think perhaps I can help my friend Teresa, but I don't think the purpose of these two motions is to do Working Group D's work, but to simply create a tiny bit of process to help them create the big process.
Yes, go ahead, Teresa.
I absolutely agree. I mean, I think these motions reflect the fact that the working groups are having problems doing work, and Working Group D has had problems doing work, and it's a prime example in Working Group C, and the fact that these motions are occurring shows that there's going to have to be something imposed to get anything out of Working Group D.
I think...
Or C. Could everyone use the mic, please? It's very hard to hear on the phone.
Unless there's a strong feeling that we need to discuss Motion 2 more, I think it just supplements Motion 1, and I'm certainly willing to vote on it, but if people really want to discuss it some more, whatever people feel like, I prefer it be voted on.
I'd like to go ahead and call for the question if you could, and go ahead and vote on motion 2.
Can you put it up on the screen?
Motion 2 is very simple.
Yes.
Okay.
Motion 2 is based on...
Okay, this time there is motion... as it is written now,
it's actually mine, but anyway.
Oh, excuse me, that's John's. Okay. Then you go ahead, John.
Yeah, okay. Motion 2 was simply based on the experience that I've had in Working Group A and on the instructions of the Names Council from San Jose that it would be unseemly if all working groups were chaired by Names Council members. At the same time, experience has taught us that if we don't have somebody from the Names Council helping the process along, that it may stall. So what I'm suggesting that in the general motion for Javier is supplemented or added, is added this motion. When a working group is created by the Names Council, it shall appoint a supervisory chair from the Names Council. That probably should be in there. Then the supervisory chair shall immediately call for persons to work on a working group, including a request to each of the constituencies of the DNSO to provide, take out two, to provide members, because there's been a change and that is redundant, take out two. Yes, okay. Keep going down. Down to where you have the word two, T-W-O. Take it out.
No.
Take out two, yeah, to provide members for the working group. Simultaneously, somebody's shadow's in the way. Simultaneously, the supervisory chair shall call for nominations for the position of working chair of the group who shall not be a member of the Names Council. The supervisory chair shall assist the working chair in achieving a balanced working group reflecting a diversity of opinion from all stakeholders and all regions. End of story.
Teresa and myself apologize for not being transparent enough.
I'm looking for this question.
I believe this amendment.
Jonathan, would you consider donating your motion to Working Group D as a basis for work?
I certainly would.
Instead of voting it down, I mean.
I'm prepared to donate it to anybody who wants to receive it, as long as I get a tax receipt. Thank you.
We don't have any money.
It's an old story.
Well, do you want to take a vote on this?
Question?
Yes.
When you use the language a balanced working group at the end, you don't mean it in the same sense as it was introduced in motion one, right? Because there is it has a very precise meaning.
I think balanced here has to be read with diversity of opinion from all stakeholders and all regions. I would call it a Houston Generous rule if I were being a lawyer, but I won't be.
Yes, Teresa wants to make a comment.
It's my sense that the reason for this motion is to make sure that somehow the work gets done in regardless of what working group it is.
Yep.
Okay, that's great. I think that there's going to have to be clarification whether that's done in Working Group D or not about supervisory chair shall assist the working group chair and where there's an obligation by the working group chair to be compliant with what needs to be done. So I'm not sure whether supervisory or co-chair or some other term, but somehow there's going to have to be an obligation of the chair of a working group to be working with the supervisory chair. So how that's exactly carried out may be something that needs to be looked at. But I support wholeheartedly what the motion.
I don't think it would be very hard to add language such as the two chairs shall work together, or working groups, you know, something like that. Yeah.
I have two requests to speak. I think Ken was first, and then microphone, please.
Call for a vote.
Already called for the vote. I think we can go solve this problem after we take the vote.
Okay. All right. Before that, I think we should allow her to
speak. Yeah, actually, prior to, casting a vote, I have some kind of, question, because this seems to be kind of like the place which is things has been decided. But the problem, what I have is, this decision process, it seems to be so instantaneous. So it means, people in this table seem to have a lot of expertise, especially in this legal background. But somebody like me, especially from Asia Pacific region and the Latin America people region, we couldn't have followed all the details, especially this is kind of game of wording. I cannot right now read the what it could be behind in the lines. So what I can just just listen to what you talked about and just maybe I should just follow someone seconded or but I think this is kind of very too much for us. So why don't we just kind of have some process maybe we can have this kind of motions before to come to names council, and then at least we can kind of have some time to look it over. And then we can have some time to what to decide. Otherwise, we cannot decide, what kind of, effect it can impact us. And because I can kind of picture anything right now. This could impact positively or negatively, but I cannot picture anything at this moment.
Yes, the that wants to speak too.
Caroline Chacoin, I wonder in light of that comment whether there's a way to make this motion a provisional motion in order to get you started, but in light of the fact that it does address some of the issues that we would hope would be further fleshed out in your working group, that we use this, though, as a method for getting started and allow Working Group D to make amendments if necessary.
I would accept that.
Michael?
I have a comment to what Yun Yang said. I think we have to accommodate our friends from the Asia-Pacific region to some extent. I don't think that it's feasible to table motions like that before a Names Council meeting. However, if we have complex decisions to take like that, we should allow for some consideration. And I think it would be a good idea to have a break now, such that she can at least read that and consider that with the representatives of the of her constituency for some time.
I accept that.
There's a motion to vote. Second that. There's an amendment to the motion to vote.
No. I'm just calling for a short break before we vote, such that she can get in touch with her constituency.
Will you accept that, Ken?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Why don't we have a break and then a vote? So we'll have a 15 minutes coffee break.
Richard, have some sake for us, please.
I'm going to grab a beer, I think. So I think Jonathan's on the phone now. And no one has a mic. Can someone pick up a mic and tell us how long the break is for?
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, I'm here, Tom.
Oh, dear.
No luck so far?
Well, we were supposed to have just connected, but it didn't. Doesn't seem to have happened.
The meeting is still in break.
Oh.
I hear something.
Yeah.
That's me, Ben Edelman. The meeting is still in break.
Ah, hey, Ben. Good to hear you.
You want to give me a heads up on when I should start recording again, Ben?
I'm sorry, recording what?
I'm not recording right now.
Okay, you should keep the webcast up. Better not.
Yeah, no, that's rolling. I am not recording, however.
Recording what?
There's
are you recording on audio cassettes or something?
No.
Okay, let's do it in email, Tommy.
All right.
Thanks, Tommy.
Hi, name is Council in particular, in public in general, could you please take your seats? Fasten seat belts, no smoking, plans leaving in 5 minutes.
I'm sitting, by the way, Amadeo.
Is everybody here from the Council?
I completely sympathize with you, Richard, because I've been there for four hours in a telephone. It's worse than here. And the breaks are really disrupting when you are in the phone, right?
At least I even got cut off.
Just one moment, I have to make an announcement.
By the way, I just posted something to the comments. It's rather hard to hear when I can actually comment it to you. Maybe Don's free to go.
Okay. You got it? Okay. Yeah, I have problems with my flight. I have to go to the, okay, we'll restart the session. The big news is the chair is stepping down. I have to catch a flight. And Amadeo Abril is graciously consented to take over as chair of this meeting.
Complete amendment. I accept it, but now I realize that I can't see the other side of the table, so I really would prefer that Patricio does this. Patricio, could you please sit here and chair the rest of the meeting?
Again, okay, point of order, it would have been useful to discuss this, but I would also support Patricio. But I think in future maybe we have to have some discussion and decision rather than having things just thrust on us. Thank you.
So there's a motion to have Patricio's chair, which I think has been seconded by legal.
Okay. Anybody against?
I decline.
You decline?
Yeah.
No, actually, that's fine. I mean, I have no comment on that. I think that's wonderful.
So you decline?
I decline because I feel that the chair should be knowledgeable of the procedures that we're following, and I'm certainly not. I think we have to be efficient, and that's the reason I'm declining.
Mm-hmm. We have no chairs to take. Well, hands. Sorry, well, sorry, let, the chairs. There's nothing we can do.
Let's not waste our time with half an hour's discussion of who's going to become a chair.
I move that Mike Schneider.
I suggest that Amadeu does it, and I assist him on seeing who wants to speak.
Okay, that's fine.
Second that.
Okay, I accept.
Okay.
Now we will see discipline.
Okay, go ahead.
No, I don't like you. First, the last thing we had on the table before we left for the break was some work with the Martian. And I would like asking Jonathan and YJ whether there is any new any news about the concerns they had before we left.
Thank you. Two points. One, I did discuss YJ the motion, and I explained it, and I believe she understands, but she can speak for herself as to what she feels, I'm sure. I would only make one other proposition before we move forward, and that is that during the break we did discuss these meetings. Now, I had volunteered earlier to chair the Los Angeles meeting. Now, I don't know whether that's going to still go.
Out of topic.
Hmm?
Out of topic.
Okay, fine.
Could you please discuss the motion that's on the
table?
Yeah,
sure. The motion, as far as I'm concerned, the motion is ready for a vote, but I'll leave it to other people to see if there's any further clarification needed.
Okay. YJ, are you making any amendment or not? Was she there? Okay. Okay.
Well, actually, I mean, during the break, I talked with Ken Stapp and like with Kathy. We kind of like agreed on the creating some motion, like maybe we can like have some time before or after this kind of motion, like.
Sorry, the chatting room is on the second floor.
I mean, instead of like the decision on the spot like this.
Okay, I think that your motion was seconded, right, Jonathan?
Yes.
Okay, can we start a very short discussion on that? And I think that Theresa has asked for the floor, is that correct?
I did.
Was not on this topic, was not on this motion, okay.
I'd like to call for a vote.
Okay, so can we call for the vote, please? All those in favor of motion 2 or Jonathan's motion, Spain, could you please raise your hand? Could you count, please, Michael?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
This is Richard. I'm raising my hand in favor.
Okay. John, are you there? John Saul?
I think John is left.
Okay. Thanks a lot. All those against, please? Okay. It's 1, 2, 3. Okay. Abstentions?
2.
Well, I think that 3. That's 5. Anyway, the motion has passed. So now we move on to motion 3. That was originally my motion, and if you allow me just one short comment. I propose that in order to defer some interim measures for what we were discussing to working with D, not to waste time on this names council. I fail it. But still, the motion remains, as I think that we need to direct, to have some direction. We need to ask the working group D for some measures in 14 days. If they fail, it is the Names Council who will need to take some decisions or decide not to act. So it was also seconded. Is there any discussion on this one?
Before we do that, can we just, I'm going to read it so that we know what we're talking about and the people outside. Motion 3. Names Council declares that current structure and composition of Working Group C is contrary to Article 6B, Section 2B of ICANN bylaws in the sense that it is not adequate to carry out the substantive work of the DNSO. In this regard, the Names Council requires Working Group D within 2 weeks to provide interim measures to allow the Working Group chairs to restructure the Working Group in a way that allows it to perform its functions.
Discussion? Raul, please.
A question.
We are asking Workgroup D to provide some measures to solve this point. Who will receive in case that would be approved the motion, who will receive the outcome from Workgroup D? The chair of Workgroup C directly or this council?
Okay, Theresa was first and then Ken starts.
Okay, the question was whether the proposal would go directly to Working Group C or would come to the council. My sense is that it would need to come up to the council, but it would be the recommendation for Working Group C as far as what should be implemented. I think, though, that we should incorporate into that if Working Group D for some reason fails to come up with something within the two-week period, that whatever the names council applies to Working Group C is also applied to Working Group D, because that would then show that they cannot come up with something within the two-week period, so they probably need something applied to them as well.
Is that an amendment to my motion, Theresa?
Excuse me, could be more explicit, the text of the motion?
The text of the amendment for Theresa, you mean?
I guess I should add some words then. How about within 2 weeks, interim chair, researcher, how about if Working Group D fails to come up with a recommendation within the two-week period, the Names Council will recommend something for Working Group C, and that will automatically be applied to Working Group D.
I'm afraid that the proponent cannot accept this motion, as I'm afraid that some of the problems that are within Working Group C and D are different and may require different solutions. Ken, please.
Let's maintain the amendment.
This is actually a little bit off from the amendment, but I'm getting extremely confused about procedural issues here and process in parliamentary or non-parliamentary or Roberts or whatever. Can I make a suggestion that we ask a third neutral party to come in and maybe just do a parliamentary process and take care of that so we don't need to worry about keeping track of things but can focus on the substantive part? That would be my recommendation, because it's really hard to even continue with figuring out whether I'm supposed to amend or not amend or do what.
Okay, first let's finish on that, and please, Ken, your comment, and remember we are in discussion until somebody asks for closing.
See, I'm not even sure whether we're supposed to be reacting to Trace's discussion or what you previously said, but I'm going to assume that I'm reacting to Trace's discussion, and I think the concept of having someone in outside of the Names Council to assist us with parliamentary procedures makes sense to me. I'd like to...
Excuse me. I don't like the text of the motion. I'd like to ensure that the Names Council will have the last word until apply the new rules to World Group C.
Raul, this is clear because this is in the bylaws. So the Names Council has the decision on the recommendation. So in this case, if you want to put that, that's okay. But it's the intent of the motion is what's within the bylaws.
Now I know what area to focus on. I'll get back to your motion, Amadeo. Well, it seems to me absolutely unrealistic to assume the Names Council isn't going to meet at some point in time between now and November the 4th. I think in light of the motion that Amadeo's made, that we schedule a Names Council meeting approximately 2.5 weeks from now, we're going to have something to discuss at that point in time. It will either be the substantive work that's come out of Group D or the lack of substantive work that's come out of Group D. At that point in time, the Names Council can act on either the proposal or the lack of effort. And I think if we set a specific target time, the only thing I would ask is I would like to have the Names Council have at least 3 working days, possibly as many as 4 working days, should Group D come out with a substantive proposal. Otherwise, we get back to your concern, and that is you don't have the opportunity to adequately review, and Michael could be out of town at the moment, so we'll give him a chance as well.
I would like to formally make a motion about what I had said before. So all motions should be presented 7 days ahead. Any motion newly raised here in this Means Council meeting will be voted online, teleconference, or other to vote on the motion 10 days later.
So this is a new motion, right, YJ?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, with the permission to discuss, after someone asks for closure or discussion of this one, if nobody does, I will do.
Can I have closure? Jonathan, I'd like closure on this motion.
Right, but it's my word. Okay, I think
yes.
I think the Raul's concern could be addressed by saying yes. Within 2 weeks to provide the names council with interim measures, would that be your amendment? And I'll second that amendment.
I accept it. Closure, Jonathan. Closure, please.
Thank you. Under the okay. All those in favor of closing the debate? Okay, it is. We are 19, so. Okay, first, I think we should vote on this motion and then discuss YJ motion. All those in favor of the motion as it's last amended by Raul's proposal, and I think that Javier should read it for the last time.
Names Council declares that current structure and composition of Working Group C is contrary to Article 6B, Section 2B of ICANN bylaws in the sense that it is not adequate to carry the substantive work of the DNSO. In this regard, the Names Council requires Working Group D within 2 weeks to provide the Names Council with interim measures to allow the Working Group chairs to restructure the Working Group in a way that allows it to perform its functions. I have an amendment here, which is the working group C working group chairs. The working group C chairs, just the letter C added. Do you accept the amendment?
Yeah.
Okay, if you accept it, we're going to have to vote on it.
Okay, all those in favor of this motion as it stands, could you please raise your hands? Michael, your job.
Seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12.
Okay, Richard? Okay, all those against?
I'm going to have to abstain from this because it's getting extremely confusing to see on the phone and also with please.
Oh, okay, thanks a lot. Well, anyway, there is a majority, so I think it's... I think we should perhaps... I don't know whether your motion has already a second, YJ, and I know that Michael also wants to make a motion, so please, we start with yours. Okay.
You want me to read again?
Is on the screen already?
Not yet.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would like to, then, if you allow me, to make a personal comment on your motion. That's okay, irregular. And in regular things, we don't have 1 week, but 14 days pre-posting of all decisions. But, for instance, for the kind of motions we just voted, is a kind of just procedural, urgent thing, that it doesn't predetermine any outcome. And I wouldn't support your motion as a general rule that we cannot vote in any meeting anything that's brought to the table. I think we should.
I totally second what Amadeo has been saying, although I completely understand what your concerns are. And that's the reason why I will table another motion later. I think that we cannot limit ourselves just to motions that have been presented 1 week before the NEMS Council meeting. That means that we cannot act anymore.
Do we have a second on wage motion? Yes? Could I amend the motion? Yes, you could try. Yes.
But I have the what's your amendment?
Okay, maybe we agree on this. Okay, what is the important thing is to have things in the agenda in advance. The specific motion might be amended, might be changed during the conversation. That's what the meeting is for. But I think that items in the agenda should be set in advance. I would think that a week sometimes might be a bit too much, but 5 days or a week, I mean, it doesn't really matter. But what I say, my amendment to YJ's proposal is that what we do is we do put items in the agenda 1 week in advance. Would you accept the amendment?
Yeah, I like that. Like, I mean, agenda can be like advanced, but the point is the content. So if just you listed the agenda itself like just like a list, I can't have enough time to consider it. So at least I fully understand this is like, you know, the speed of internet or whatever. So maybe, I mean, at least if you think 7 days or, I mean, maybe more than 5 days is going to be too much for you guys, and then probably at least I need 1 or 2 days.
So you are refusing the amendment, is that correct, Weijie? You don't accept the amendment?
Just agenda itself is not enough.
I have another amendment.
Okay, no, it was somebody first. I don't know whether it's more Raul, perhaps.
There are three.
Your amendment?
Yeah, my amendment was not enough.
Well, exactly, so.
Where is the amendment? My amendment.
Sure. Yeah, I second. Can I the floor? Okay. I'd like to just, we're on comment of the motion before the floor. I'd simply like to say that while I think everybody understands that to be fair, when people, especially where the working language of the group is in English and there are those who don't speak English as a mother tongue, it can be very difficult, I'm sure. I know I'd feel that way if we were speaking any other language, to try and get the sense of it very quickly. At the same time, I have to agree with Michael that the difficulty we face is this. Certainly, I think we'd all support the idea that wherever possible, any motion that is going to be brought is brought in advance so that people have a chance to consider it, or where it's a very important substantive motion that is not absolutely urgent that the vote be delayed. But I do not think that any group such as this can be hamstrung by a hard and fast rule that under no circumstances can it vote. There may even be a provision whereby, as we did here, where there's a note from one of the persons who's not an English speaker that they're having difficulty, that the voting be postponed in the meeting for sufficient time for that person to meet with the persons who are proposing the amendment to have a chance for private discussion or other opportunity to explain it, as I did during this break. And I think that's pretty crucial if we're going to move forward.
Okay. Are you wording that as an amendment, to have your amendment, something like that?
I'll move it as an amendment.
Okay. And I second it.
Okay. I accept. Wait. Procedure. I have to accept that amendment or not, my amendment.
No, it was another amendment. Don't stick to that. There was an amendment, it's already second, and you are happy because you accepted that amendment. you are happy, Javier. Okay.
Look at that audience, gluttons for punishment, every one of them. Thank you.
Caroline Stuckloin. I agree with Javier's comment about following the agenda, and I either ask because I think it is an important issue. Names Council will meet before Los Angeles several times, and that this issue be tabled and that the motion be crafted as you wish, and that we consider it before our next telephone conference call, and that we move on to other areas that I think are very important in light of the fact that many constituencies will be meeting to adhere to the accelerated schedule that ICANN has proposed for us.
Yeah.
Well, Nigel Roberts, I believe that we were in the middle of some discussion on YJ's motion, but I got terribly confused with the amendments and the amendments and the amendments. I don't know where we are, so I'd like some clarification, please.
Yes. There's an amendment, motion to amend to table?
Yes.
Call for a vote.
Yes. Can we explain to an English person what the word table means in this context, please?
Yeah. Sorry, but I should allow Michael Schneider, because I first preempted him from making a comment. I'm afraid an amendment on that. And then we decide what to do with everything. Okay? Go ahead.
Well, we have a very interesting stipulation in German, in the German Terms and Conditions Act, that's saying that everything that is surprising to the average customer cannot be in terms and conditions. I think that could be applied to our situation as well, meaning that we should table motions that are related to points on the agenda and that are designed in a way that you could have provided them to the Names Council in advance, need to be tabled, otherwise they will be postponed to the next meeting. I think that could be a solution to the problem we have. If another motion comes up during the meeting that could not be that could not have been tabled in advance, it will be considered by the Names Council. I think that's not the best English, it needs to be reverted, but it could be a solution to the problem.
YJ, you are the origin of all this. What's your feeling?
Well, actually, I also feel about like we have enough time to deal with the rest of the agendas right now. But if possible, I would like to cast the vote on my motion, and then we can have like a firm answer.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, which amendments are still alive?
Hmm?
It was second.
What is a motion to table, please? Yeah, I've asked that question.
That is a motion to stop the discussion and forget the whole thing.
To lay on
To postpone, you mean?
To table, including the idea that she would have a chance to propose, if you wanted more time to craft or include the additional language, but to have it as our first agenda item on our next telephone conference call. That's what I meant by table.
Okay, so, sorry? Yeah, okay.
Please be aware that not the only people who can't understand your language are those who native language is not English.
Okay. Could then we vote on the motion to defer to another moment all the discussions relating to how long motions have to be presented to the Names Council before we vote on them? I think this was the sense, right?
Yes.
Okay. Can we vote all those in favor of postponing the discussion until we can agree on a language for that?
Richard is aye.
Okay, that's the majority. That's the majority. Thanks, Richard. We move ahead then, and I think... Oh, you have another motion. Well, try.
I can be very brief. I've had discussion with our friends from Japan in the break regarding procedures that could accommodate their needs. And we came up with an idea that Working Group D should be asked to come up with procedures that consider cultural diversity, particularly the needs of our friends from the Asia-Pacific region, and that we include a member in Working Group D that's coming from that region. And I suggest that this should be either Hiro or Yan Yang or both of them.
I'm sorry. I hate to interrupt, but I need to make everyone aware of the warning that was just placed on the screen. We have 15 minutes left in this room, folks. So,
Wait a second. I vote to close discussion on this motion. Any second?
Second? Okay. All those in favor of the motion that Michael has put on the table, please, could you raise your hand? Michael, is that majority in your view?
1, 2, 3, 4 in favor.
Oh, sorry, Michael, could you restate your motion on which we are voting now?
It has two aspects, one being that we require Working Group D to come up with procedures that take into account cultural diversity, particularly the needs of the members from the Asia-Pacific region. Second, that we name one or two, if they accept, members to Working Group D, one being Hiro Hota, the other one being Yan Yao.
Anyway. Okay, all those in favor of this motion, could you please raise your hand?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
6. Richard?
In favor.
Okay, 7. All those against? All abstentions? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Interesting point. Yeah. No, because it requires majority, half the votes of those present, and this is not half the votes of those present, only those casting the vote.
I agree. However, I feel that it is pretty poor.
Okay. Can we move to the next part, please? The next point in the agenda are upcoming electoral processes. This is very important. The first part, I think, is not very difficult to manage. Is names council representatives elections. I think that we are all aware that we've been required to handle a new electoral process to get the permanent representatives on the board, on the names council by beginning of October. The question here, and I would like to defer that to the mailing list for those that applied to it, is we need to know whether all constituencies will do that or not. I guess that the GTLD constituency will explain that they don't need to do that. I guess that the CCTLD constituency will explain that they have just done that. And I guess, and I am personally afraid, that the non-commercial domain name holders constituency will say that they have just done that. But I would suggest that each constituency writes to the mailing list within the coming week and explain...
Well, excuse me, I'm sorry for interrupting you, but actually we missed the working group E.
Oh, sorry. Working group D?
Yeah, there it is.
Okay, who's working group E chair? Working group E is outreach,
and
awareness promise.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Who's
that? You?
I will.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you.
Sorry.
It's okay. Well, actually, working group E is outreach and awareness. It sounds a lot similar to LR's membership council, which just has been initiated. And as announced earlier, Working Group E had a lunch meeting yesterday. And Working Group E is trying to implement outreach and awareness by coordinating each constituency. So Working Group E has just had some contact point in CCTLD and non-commercial constituency right now, but we still need some feedback from business, registra, ISP, and IP constituencies. Tentatively, Kilamjan and myself are co-chairing Working Group E until we have election. The election will be held as soon as we have enough members to make it possible. The Working Group E will focus on two activities from now on. First, membership drive for General Assembly. Second, members drive for ICANN Alliance Board Director elections. Until the end of September, we hopefully will try to mobilize 1,200 in each region. Those who would like to join this working group, you can subscribe to ga-member@dnso.org. With regard to funding issues, each participant in the yesterday's meeting has been assigned to contact with as many possible organizations such as UNDP, WIPO, and AT&T GIP project. After this meeting, Well, I mean, this needs council meeting. I'd like to check it out. What results do we have had so far before leaving Santiago? So please wait until this meeting. So, like, I mean, meet me and just share the information we had so far. Thank you.
Thank you, YG. And I think that all these email addresses and information is also available at the www.dnso.org
website,
right?
Yeah, current is available.
Thanks a lot. Comments on YG report, please? I think that the only thing that we have to say is a strong encouragement to succeed, because we really need that. Yeah, we need also that your working group succeeds. So is there no further comments? And apologizing once again, YG, for getting your working group, we should come back to the elections. Is acceptable for the Names Council that the name each constituency representatives, or one for each constituency, writes in the incoming week to the Names Council list and explains the outline of the electoral process or the lack of that process and the reasons, and so we have a sense of what's going on? Is that acceptable to you? Is that anyone who wants to make any other concrete comment on the Names Council elections in general? No. Okay, the next item is really important and urgent. It's the Board of Directors nomination process and election, right? So I think that even if the selection of the actual Board Directors will be done by the new Names Council, not by us, the permanent one, there is no reason why we don't start the nomination process in due time. So we should start some rules. And my question is, how do you think it's better handled? Do you think that perhaps asking a subset, let's say 4 people, to start a drafting committee that comes up with some nomination process within 1 week or 10-day maximum, it's an adequate? Or you prefer to discuss the rules, some basic rules now here? Okay.
I mean, I think no matter which system you use, we're going to be up against it in terms of time. I don't have a strong preference. There's been some discussion informally among some members who feel that it's important that anybody be able to nominate anybody, and that certainly can be taken into account, but that if anybody's nominated, they need to have the signatures of, in some form, electronic or otherwise, of at least 10 other members of the GA or the VNSO, and then we don't exclude anybody from being nominated as long as they have at least some modicum of support. I think the nomination process, personally, is not as difficult to deal with as the election process. There are many different ways to vote and to decide who's elected, and that's a cultural and national thing, and I think I hope that maybe we can dispense with nomination quickly, and if we need any kind of committee, it's to discuss the various proposals for voting.
Do you have a complete proposal?
Do I have a proposal? It's a motion that we strike a committee, that we accept the process that anybody can be nominated with the support of 10 other members of the General Assembly or the DNSO or any other supporting organization for that matter. No, sorry, the DNSO. The DNSO or any constituency in the DNSO, 10 persons will be sufficient, and that we immediately strike a committee to discuss how the selection process and the voting and selection process will be settled.
So then what's...
Well, I appreciate Nigel Roberts. Only I appreciate the good intentions of my colleague Jonathan Cohen here. I must make a point, and I want to make this quite strongly. The time now is 5 to 5. This is one of the most important items on the agenda, and I do not feel that we can dispose of it by allowing the first person to speak to propose a motion, and then we allow that to bound the discussion.
No, it's not the case.
May I finish what I was saying? Thank you. So what I think we should do is defer the whole of this particular issue to another time, because we do not have the time to give it the attention which it deserves.
Okay. Is that a motion to table in our special language? To table
if
discussion?
That's what it means, yes.
Okay. Is there any second for this motion to table? Okay. Okay, so Dennis, go ahead.
Before this is seconded, We need a process for moving forward. We've spent three hours getting through reports, and we come to the first substantive item and we want to table it. We now have 5 minutes. This is an important item. We want to meet by telephone conference. Who's going to produce the paper? When is it going to be available? So we can consider it for our next telephone conference. Let's get some progress to you, please.
Then vote against the motion to table, as I will do. Let's see.
I am against the motion to table. This is the most key issue of all the elections.
If you carry on talking, the motion to table will become irrelevant.
So I think we have to solve this now.
Okay, let's vote on the motion to the table. All those in favor of not discussing now the nomination process for board of directors, please raise your hand. Richard? Deferring to another time. Okay, all those against? Wait, sorry. Nigel, do you have something like a motion to table the discussion? I mean, that we don't discuss now these issues. Is that correct?
May I ask a question?
Yeah.
It depends on whether we have more time or not. I feel that we don't have adequate time if we have to be over at 5. Perhaps we can move to a different room. Somebody should say what happens after 5.
I should like to come in now. I've asked my assistant to find another room for us.
Yeah, and I would say that when you fly to the side of the moon, you want the work done, yeah? You don't mind working until midnight if necessary.
Well, again, I have to object to that.
Okay, we are voting on your motion, Nigel. Are you comfortable that we vote on your motion, or you're withdrawing it?
Well, when I understand what we are now about to vote on, then I will put my hand up and vote for it. Are we now voting for that? Is that what's happening?
We vote on your motion not to discuss this issue now. Is that correct?
Fine.
Okay. So all those in favor of not discussing the board of directors nomination process now, please raise your hand.
1, 2, 3, 4.
All those against, please raise your hand.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Richard?
I'm going to abstain.
Okay, abstentions? Well, the motion failed. Simply, the motion failed. So, we have your motion. You had somebody who wants to also add something.
Can I ask more since that motion is over? I think what we're doing here is we're all struggling because of lack of time and lack of process, and we're going to go to another room in 2 seconds anyway, so it doesn't matter. I don't think we should go through this again. I mean, were we really struggling because we don't have a way of chairing a meeting effectively. And I think I would ask the Names Council, that's why I wanted to bring it up earlier. I was asked to chair the Los Angeles meeting, whether I do or not. What I'd like to do is get a group of us, somebody who knows Roberts, somebody from Korea, somebody from Japan, somebody from...
Very nice, John. Please propose that to the list. We are not discussing that now, please.
How can we go on, Amadeo?
You have your motion, yes, and then there is a point in the agenda just after about, you know, organizing the internal work and the procedures of the DNSO and the Names Council. Please stick to the motion on the table. Okay, we are discussing board of election of directors. It's the only thing that will allow.
Right.
Please.
Folks, relax, please, if I may come in. Relax. I think we will find a way to continue the meeting in any case. So please relax and calm down.
I just want to make Caroline Chacon, I just want to make a point, though. The meeting was, I think, supposed to go till 6, and so there are people that have to leave. And so I'm hoping that to the extent that we will end the meeting at 6 and that Names Council members will not be forced to miss.
I'm sorry, the meeting was originally scheduled until 7.
Yeah. That's very nice, but can we please go on that? We had a motion, I don't know whether it was seconded or not. Okay, it was seconded. Discussion on that. Who wants to say something about the board of directors nomination process? And please stick to that topic for at least the minutes with the vote.
No one.
Okay. A motion to vote here. A second? Okay. Could you please read the motion, Javier?
Jonathan, the motion.
Excuse me.
Can we please have the motion here?
Excuse me. So you don't want to talk about like this electoral process?
A nominee for board director, for ICANN board director, needs the support of the members of the General Assembly. Do you want to word that in a different way, Jonathan?
I'm sorry?
Do you want to word that in a more clear way?
I wanted to say that any person in the DNSO can be nominated for the board of directors of ICANN.
We would let them type it.
If a statement of their willingness to accept the appointment is and the signatures of 10 members of the General Assembly accompany the nomination.
And has the signatures and has the support.
Point of order, Mr. Chairman.
Yeah. A signature may mean electronic as well as print.
So what?
Point of order, Mr. Chairman.
Yeah,
I would like to request that within the motion, the definition of a member of the General Assembly is included.
A member may mean any individual or any organization.
It's defined. I mean, please don't try to reinvent the wheel each moment. So we have this motion on the table, and we were voting to vote on that. So all those, is the motion on the screen? Sorry, I can't see it. Okay.
What is a member of the General Assembly? Who is a member of the General Assembly? What is the definition?
Please try to read the bylaws, and we will inform on that. Anybody subscribed to either GA mailing list or GA announce, I don't know the announce mailing list, it's a member.
Oh no.
Wait a second.
Okay.
It's supposed to say the General Assembly or the DNSO.
Say the DNSO, please.
Okay.
Okay.
Because I think this is the DNSO election.
All those
10 members of the DNSO, I think.
Okay. Could you please?
No.
Is that there?
Take out the General Assembly. Put in the DNSO. This is the DNSO election.
Is already there?
Yeah.
It is. Yeah. Okay, all those in favor of Jonathan's motion about...
Excuse me.
Yeah? Who asked it for... Oh, anyway. All those in favor of Jonathan's motion that stands in the screen, could you please raise your hand?
Could someone read the motion again, please?
Six? Richard, have you said something?
I can't see the screen, so could someone read it?
Oh, you can't see the screen. Javier, could you read it, please?
Any person can be nominated for Board of Directors by ICANN if willing to accept the appointment and has the support of 10 members of the DNSO.
Okay, we call for the vote again, please. All those in favor of this motion, could you please raise your hand?
Richard in favor.
And Richard 8. All those against?
There should be a button as well.
Okay. 3 against. Abstentions? Sorry, the motion fails. 9 is the required majority because we are 18 members of the Names Council present. Yeah, I mean...
Yeah. Well, actually, I'm kind of wondering, like, until when...
Oh, sorry, your hand is gone, so then 8, then we are 17, and what's... it's still there, so, I mean, nothing. Sorry. What, Jay?
Uh-huh. Until when are you going to do this? Actually, I kind of step back because, I mean, you keep saying, like, I mean, you have no time to process this whole process. But actually, you do the same thing, just like motion and voting and motion and voting. Mm-hmm. I mean, I told you, I mean, we can do this. Why don't you just to stop all this, like, I mean, making a motion and, like, putting a vote? I mean, this is kind of ridiculous. I mean, to just...
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we should, like, stop this and just talk about the agenda.
Okay, the alternative could be that the motion is on the table and I don't ask for a vote. And I'm afraid I cannot do that. So do you have a concrete suggestion on how to proceed? The problem is that nobody wanted to discuss further on this question. There was a motion to table, and it was voted again, so down. So I don't know what else could I do. Now I have a personal request. Could we please try to establish a subcommittee of the NEMS Council, a drafting group, that comes from some proposal for the whole nominations and selection process for the board of directors? Is anyone volunteering to help in that duty right now? Okay, can we have the names of the volunteers to be taken in the minutes so we know who are we expect? Could you speak up, please? Jonathan? Nigel? That's Jonathan and Nigel only? Dennis? Okay.
Hang on.
This is just to Ken has raised his hand. Okay, so no, Ken.
We can stay. That's what I'm about to
say. Let's say that we have these four people starting the game, and anybody indeed could join, trying to propose, let's say, a complete set of principles for developing the nomination and election process of the board of directors. Is that acceptable? Okay, let's say. Okay. I don't think we need a vote for that because it's not a real motion, just asking some volunteers for work. I have an announcement here. We have until 6 o'clock in this room for going on the meeting. I think this is a very good deal, and I don't think we need a vote on that. Can you have the floor?
A note from the record keepers. We do reserve the right to start taking apart the tech, but we're going to try to leave the webcast for last. And just on this last procedural event that was happening, somebody needs to come over and tell us what happened and what's going on, because we're falling behind on the minutes and describing. So if you want a record of it, somebody needs to just tell us what's happening.
Well, somebody does that. I have a request for the Names Council very quickly. We've been informed we have 55 minutes. It may be time to do a little triage on the balance of the agenda, if you don't mind. Let us take a look at those items that we feel we can constructively discuss in the last hour and not get run away. So, first of all, can we agree on any item in here which we feel we could probably eliminate? Okay.
Can we have some discussion about which is the appropriate priorities for a couple of minutes before we jump into them, please?
Go ahead.
Actually, Mr. Chairman, I'd actually ask you a question. Do you think that item J, which you've notified is yours, warehousing by registrars, is fairly uncontroversial? Because simple motions we can get away with a quick vote.
No, this motion is already withdrawn. It always was one request to the NEMS Council to start work on that issue. It was no motion to vote on.
There's no motion, okay.
Okay, it was a proposal, my motion to you to start working on that. But it's withdrawn, it will be done in the mailing list, okay? This is not there. Let's go in order, perhaps. Geographical diversity waivers. The only thing here is, if any constituency plans to ask for a waiver, could you please send that that information to the mailing list, and we can discuss what we have, and we don't waste time now when we don't know yet? Is that acceptable? I think I don't want to discuss that anymore. DNS structure. I think that Jonathan and many other people have raised the point that we need some kind of task assigning and some kind of, clear structure here to work. It was only too unfortunate that we came here with absolute no agenda, right? Because nobody apparently thought it was in church. So this morning I just was called by two people because I happened to be in my room. I put some agenda and I sent it to the list. This is not the way we should work, and I think we should perhaps try to plan how we organize our way from now to Los Angeles. Do you think that we could spend some minutes on that?
Amadeo, that's what I've tried twice to say, and you've interrupted me properly because it was out of time. But what I've said, and I think a number of us are, all of us I'm sure are frustrated, but it's really nobody's fault. I think, could I make a recommendation?
that we strike a committee. I'm prepared to be on it. As I said, the reason I said that was because I had long, some time ago volunteered to chair Los Angeles, and I would have no desire to do that under these circumstances. And what I would suggest is that we get a small group of people, some, at least one or two from different cultures, and at least who speak a different language, and at least a few of us, and develop, see if we can come up with a set of simple procedural guidelines before we call in some expert from outside. Let's just see if we can't develop our own simple rules for running a meeting. And also, I think that part of that should be that under no circumstances should there ever be a meeting again of this nature without there having been an agenda set well in advance, so that anybody who wants to table a motion or anybody thinks they might or has any comment has had a chance to see it, discuss it, comment on it, so that we have a productive meeting where we're not sitting around chasing our own tails.
You will have unanimity here, Jonathan. Theresa?
Absolutely. In fact, one of the points I was trying to raise earlier, but for procedural reasons, which I still have yet to understand, it was motioned or amended, or I'm not quite sure what. I think we should get a neutral third party to help us figure out parliamentary and procedurally wise how to run these meetings. And to get help on that, whether that's through a small committee which sits down and tries to get some sort of procedural guidelines into place to address the fact that this is a different kind of environment, that we're dealing with online situations or that we're dealing with cultural differences, that's fine. But I think we should do it in a very short time frame. I would suggest giving it 2 weeks, and that we should be having regular discussions prior to Los Angeles, but that's a separate issue on the agenda, but that something should come out procedural-wise from this small group within a two-week period.
Comment from Michael.
Teresa, I second what you've said. However, what I do not want to see is someone sharing or something else. The Names Council is not a member of the Names Council. So the advice we get should just be for the working group, not someone helping us conduct the meetings. The next point is regarding, I'm sorry.
Are you there still? Okay. Was anybody else wanting to comment on that? No? I do.
Richard.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. Richard?
I actually posted a comment up to the webpage under the the real time comments section, so I could make it clear and maybe look back to that later. We have to sit at meetings and focus on Robert's rules in depth and on wording of motions and amendments, because I think we should really be discussing issues, trying to come to consensus, and we should vote on things. I prefer to vote on documents actually online, vote on, so that I can read it in leisure and actually understand it. And we should actually be discussing topics in the piece. So I don't think it's also fair to the non-native English speakers to have to, off the fly, try and determine whether they can vote for or against it by being reworded during the piece.
Okay, Dennis, I think we'll start with you.
I'm completely confused as to where I am and why, but it does seem to me that we do need some procedures. It does seem that those procedures need to be simple. They have to include documents in advance. We need them urgently. I'd like to suggest, volunteer, that although .ie is one of the smaller domain registries, that I'll put $10,000 on the table now to fund some consulting support to get this done. We've used PricewaterhouseCoopers before to help in these areas with Center. I suggest that we use them again and just get some work to get this done. The consultant will call you all by telephone. We'll find out what your needs are. We'll document that over the next 2 weeks, and we'll put something on the list for you. This has got to stop, folks. This is crazy.
Thanks a lot, Dennis. Theresa wants to say something.
I understood hiring an outside party to do that. Is that what the suggestion was? I'm sorry, but I think that we can very easily, through the resources that we have available to us, not obviously in the meeting context, but offline and people who've had experience with this to get some advice and some views on how to do this. I think as soon as we start hiring outside parties, we're going down a road and the DNSO does not have any money right now. And so let's use the resources we have available. If we can get voluntary help on that, that's great.
Okay. Just one question. We had two issues on the table. One thing is that we need to find out more workable rules for our meetings. The second one is 80% of the mess we are facing today is because nobody took responsibility for preparing an agenda in advance, and nobody knew who was preparing that, and nobody was really preparing this meeting, a chair, I mean. Do you think that we should discuss at least for the next meeting what we are doing in this regard and who's taking that responsibility?
Michal was before. That's fine again. I think that's pretty easy. We just need to assign that to someone.
Yeah.
And I see that we have the point secretariat tasks on the list here. I think someone should be either the secretary or secretary general for us who's taking care of that. So that means either one of us has to volunteer, or we have to find someone else doing that.
Can I just simplify this and volunteer to work with Dennis and anybody else, of course, who, I mean, although I don't want 32 people, nicely, guys, I mean, we need like 3 or 4 people. I'd like somebody, which of you from one of the non-English speaking representatives, is there one of the non-English speaking representatives who'd like to join so we can get some help from them? I got Javier. Okay, that's 4. We've got Javier, we've got... Oh, you didn't want to volunteer? Good.
I want to say something.
Okay. No, but I'm asking you, you're volunteering to prepare the work, or you're also volunteering to take care of the responsibility of organizing the agenda in the next meeting for the Names Council?
You mean just to be clear. Los Angeles? Or yes. In Los Angeles, I will volunteer to do the following.
Thanks a lot.
Okay, to do that.
No.
Okay, but this is right. We need a chair for each meeting that has to come out at least of the meeting before that. So for the next meeting, we need a chair. And this chair has to be responsible for getting an agenda a week in advance, work the agenda in the Names Council list, and make sure that everybody agrees with it, and anybody who wants to put something in the agenda has the opportunity to do that. So in order to work on now, what we would have to do is just get a chair for the next meeting, and that chair will have to assume responsibility for the agenda. Make sure. No, not for the next meeting. Has volunteered for LA. It's not the same thing. No.
Oh.
We have teleconference.
Okay. Jonathan, would you mind volunteering from now to LA to take care of that?
No, I don't think that would be fair. I think I was volunteering for LA itself.
He's talking about the secretarial issues.
I'm talking about chairing a meeting.
Yeah, he's talking about the secretarial issues. That's something different.
Okay.
And he's actually asking you to volunteer for that till Los Angeles.
Secretarial? What's that involved?
Prepare the agenda and take care of the preparational issues.
Do we want to do that as IPC? Yes, we'll do it. The IPC will do it.
But, you know, the problem is that probably we will have some teleconferences between Nando and Los Angeles. Teleconferences are meetings also. So we need not only a meeting, a chair for Los Angeles, we probably need a chair for the next teleconference, because if not, the same mess will happen.
I understand that.
Let's get chairs.
The IPC volunteers. We'll take our turn, and on the assumption that other constituencies thereafter will also get a turn and take a turn.
Okay, there was someone wanted to speak there?
Well, I was going to make a comment, but it seems the decision has been made. I was going to suggest that, given what we've seen today, we need an independent chairman who is not part of this...
Never. Okay, probably this is not... still mature enough for vote, Nigel. I don't think that you're making a motion right now. Are you? Do you want to make a motion?
Far too many motions today.
Okay, perfect. The other question, Jonathan, is let me say that I personally very uncomfortable of having a group taking responsibility. I normally prefer have persons with identity card numbers.
If it's personal, I can't do it for a variety of reasons. Personally, I can contribute, and I think between us, we can come up with a person or persons who will look after it. I think it should be a constituency rather than an individual.
I propose Don Pelas as the chair of the next teleconference, if you don't mind, Don. Who wants to volunteer for the next teleconference so we can move on? We need a person who will chair the next teleconference.
Did you ever chair one?
I have chaired one.
Dennis, I was just going to ask you, I'd like to nominate Dennis to chair the next teleconference. Will you accept the nomination, Dennis?
I'll accept it.
Do I have a second? All those in favor of Dennis? Any opposed? Abstentions? I can't hear. It's been...
Dennis, does that mean that you take care of the preparation as well?
Yeah. Theresa asked for a clarification on this issue.
No, not actually on this issue, on where we are on the agenda, because there's a proposal I'd like to raise.
Oh, we are...
H we've just dealt with.
We are F, the NSO structure task within NC chair, ? No, it was already done, yeah, the election process. Yes. Well, Javier points out that we have not discussed the calendar for the elections, but we have asked some volunteers to come with a complete and detailed proposal for that. That is a substitution of discussing the calendar here. If you want to go back to the discussion of the calendar now, okay, so perfect. I have the next question is task within GA chair. And here I have a suggestion. I was feeding the poor knee, spending 4 hours completely alone there, trying to fight with people like me, who grabs the mic and never stops talking. I think that in previous meetings we had the tendency to have two chairs, one of them more, dealing with the agenda and sticking to the agenda and the points of the resolutions, another one more taking care of the audience, the torrent, et cetera, the roof. So I would suggest that in the long term, the Names Council should think seriously to elect an annual chair as it in the bylaws. But now perhaps we should discuss whether we start immediately to look for a couple of people chairing the DNSO General Assembly in Los Angeles. I would suggest one of them being from the Names Council, one of them not being from the Names Council.
I've been strongly encouraged by members of my constituency to discuss the format of the GA meetings as a whole. I think, first of all, the Names Council should sit in front of the GA such that we can immediately answer questions if they arise. I think it makes no sense that half of us are not there and the other half is someone over there and does not participate in the meeting. I think I second what Amadeo has been saying, that there should be a dedicated chair, maybe two chairs, one of them being a member of the Names Council. However, I think we should like to look a little bit at the format of the DNS of the ICANN open meetings. I think that's much better than the GA meeting has been last time.
You're asking for some kind of commitment of the Names Council member to be more present, active, and available at the GA. Is that correct?
I'm so sorry. I'm not asking for commitment. I think the reason why we are here is that we are to participate in that meeting. Whoever is willing to serve on the Names Council has to be there. Period.
Okay. I have a comment from Javier. Is anybody else want? Okay, Jonathan.
Okay, I think the chair of the General Assembly will not be a problem in the future, because the Names Council, as soon as it's elected, should elect a chair of the Names Council and the General Assembly, as stated by bylaws, and this person should be the one to chair the meetings. So, once we have a real chair, this problem will not arise again.
Jonathan?
Yes, I'd like to speak on the question of chairing Names Council's meeting. I think that, first of all, when we get a reasonable set of rules for chairing a meeting, I think we'll find that a lot of the problems of chairing will disappear, first of all. Secondly, I think it's very important, notwithstanding that there's no doubt that there are people among us, and certainly Dennis is one, and I think I'm one, and I'm sure there are others, who have a lot of experience experience chairing meetings and may theoretically be better at it than others. Nonetheless, I think it's very important that each of the constituencies have a turn at chairing the meeting. Otherwise, there is, even with the most good intentions, it can be a perception of capture or bias. And therefore, I have no difficulty with identifying. I think each constituency should try and identify people within their constituency who they feel they have, you know, some comfort with chairing a meeting, and that we should take turns in some way. Now, that way may be that maybe it can be two in a row or something, but if we keep alternating, then we'll build up a pool of people who are experienced, and there will never be the sense that some people are being kept out of the party or getting unfair advantage or something.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but you are the names council again. Don't tell us, please.
Yes, I think it's important to think about the activity of a chair of a meeting. I mean, it's really important that that individual be assiduously neutral. Mm-hmm. And that the person be above the activity and be primarily concerned with maintaining order and maintaining process and not be contributing. And that's a lot to ask for somebody who has a passion about issues on the agenda. So I think that the person that is selected and is in fact acting as a chair for that period of time needs to be prepared to in fact disengage, except in the voting process, from the floor debate, which often can be, it should be, lively.
I agree with you because I feel very uncomfortable being the chair when I propose many of the points in the agenda. And, you know, it's a very difficult situation, and I understand the concerns you're raising. Jonathan, please.
I think I certainly agree with Donna. I don't think anybody would want a chair that was not clearly neutral, but the one advantage we have here is that, there are two. One, this is not supposed to be quite so formal an organization or a meeting. I think that while we obviously need some process, we don't want to lose sight of the fact that we are looking for consensus and working together. And two, that since there are three members from each constituency, if one person agrees to be chair from that constituency, there are still two other people from that constituency who I am certain can adequately express or voice whatever concerns that constituency has.
Not all the constituencies.
Except for the GTLDs who can look after themselves anyway.
Yeah, but still we have a point on the table. We were discussing about the chair, and I just asked whether the Names Council was prepared to, somewhere from the Names Council was prepared to somehow take the responsibility to work with whoever from the General Assembly is elected as chair to make the channel, prepare that, and co-chair somehow this meeting. It will probably be a day-long meeting with at least two people chairing, probably more than that. Do you disagree?
I disagree. I think it should be the chair of the NSO, whoever is elected by the Names Council. His job is to chair the meetings of the General Assembly.
Okay, but we don't have it now. The problem is, are we not doing anything about Los Angeles General Assembly chairs and organization until we have the new Names Council?
I think, I know it shouldn't be said, but I say it. I think we need an interim chair.
Okay. So, do we want to discuss it now, or we defer that to the mailing list?
That should be deferred to the next phone conference.
Put in the agenda?
Okay.
Yeah, put it on the agenda, good.
Okay, anybody disagrees with that? I think that in this case, sorry, there was someone? Okay. secretarial task, let me explain why I put that here. We had, this related to what John and we always, Jonathan, we always discussing here. Sometimes we just vote for something and say, well, but this should be done this or other way, we leave it. And the secretariat has explained to me that many times she has lots of difficulties understanding when is the right moment and the right way to do things, and she has not a point of reference for things like, you know, publishing the archives and what's exactly there, because there are some comments very often left on the air. Probably with a chair or somebody taking care of, you know, the ongoing agenda, this would be easier. There are other things like, for instance, extensions to voting periods and things like that, that somehow the secretariat expressed to me the need to, for her to have a reference point and just wait for an amorphous list to say something, because then nobody says anything at all. And that was something that perhaps it should be linked with the other discussion. I don't know whether there's any other concrete thing here that you want to discuss regarding the Secretariat.
Can I give the members of the Neighbors Council some food for thought very quickly? I think there's no doubt that we need somebody to help coordinate all of this to ensure that we all stay on target, that we all have the proper materials that we need in order to be able to work more effectively when we get together either by phone or online. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to propose that we establish some sort of a budget and, if necessary, find someone to perform these tasks. As I would see it, just in a very brief outline, it would probably require no more than somewhere between 6 to 10 hours a week, one man day at the most. If we have any ideas, I'm not saying we have to do this today. I'd like to try to accomplish this in the next 5 to 7 working days so we can get somebody working effectively. If there is an organization, a company, or someone who feels like they would be willing to take this responsibility on that we feel comfortable with, I would propose a budget of somewhere between $750 and $1,000 a month for this service and make that an interim budget for the next 120 to 180 days. We can revisit if we don't think that, you know, that's a cap. If those of you who are in parts of the world where social costs may make that number a bit unrealistic, then please let me know. But at least let's think about it.
Yes.
Okay, well, go ahead.
I think this is absolutely essential. Let's face it, we watched the ICANN board. And not only did they have two advantages. One, until very recently, they were able to meet in private, and it's a lot easier to get work done in that way. And secondly, they have a significant and excellent staff at considerable cost. Whether they're being paid or not is another issue, but I'm sure it's in theory at considerable cost. They've all left, of course. I think that we would be foolish indeed not to have at least some modicum of assistance to try and get some order into this paper world. We all have jobs. And I'm even going to go so far as to say, Mr. Chair, that I suggest that you pick a time, perhaps 10 or 15 minutes at the max, and call a halt to this meeting. I think the next meeting will be far more productive if by that time we have a chair, an agenda in advance, and perhaps a modicum of rules. And unless there's something else of great urgency, I suspect we'd be better served having a drink. Thank you.
Okay. Yes, there are a couple of things urgent. The first one, you will understand that we need to decide when the next meeting is to be held.
Mr. Jennings.
Sorry?
Can I suggest, Chairman,
yep,
that the next teleconference take place on Thursday, the 9th of September. That's 2 weeks from now, mm-hmm, at 3 p.m. Irish time, which is
9 a.m. Eastern Standard.
Thank you. 9 a.m.
Eastern Daylight, sorry.
In the United States.
The 9th?
Thursday the 9th. Early morning in the U.S., middle afternoon in Europe. I understand that that's the best compromise time. I'm sure it's awful for somebody.
Well, what time is in Korea?
Yeah.
That, Roger?
It's 10 or 11 o'clock.
Yeah, but what was the time?
Yeah. No. In Japan, Richard?
What was the time in the U.S.?
9 a.m. Eastern.
I'm sorry to come in, however, I think that's not well chosen, because there is a major conference in Europe that affects lots of people, including telco operators, ISPs, and others.
And the second problem is that we have given Working Group D 2 weeks to come out with something for that meeting, and that we need to get that a few days in advance. So we might want to put it in next week.
Yeah. What about then the 14th, for instance? It's 5 days later, so we have these 4 days for the report. Well, the day. Anyway, can all of you please send immediately as you get to a computer your black days, I mean the days that you cannot attend at all, and then we take some decision?
Well, your chair is not available on the 10th, on the 14th, on the 16th, and on the 17th. So can I suggest...
The 15th?
The 15th.
Sorry. What were you saying? Sorry, Dennis, I interrupted you.
I'm sorry. I'm suggesting as a starting point, because my availability is very low at that time, the Wednesday the 15th of September.
Wednesday
the 15th.
Okay, is that an agreement on the Wednesday 15th then? Well, 9 o'clock in the morning, Eastern time, you mean? I mean, East Coast?
Yes, New York time.
New York time, okay. Herndon time.
That's fine for Asia, it's late at night, but it's not a problem.
Mm-hmm. I think that this is okay for you also, Jen, because it's not that late. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so
until we get our budgets all worked out, CORE will make arrangements for the teleconference bridge. So if you'll check with me, I'll take care of that for you and we'll notify.
Fine, thank you.
Okay, thanks a lot, Ken, for that. There is only one question I would like knowing whether we should at least revisit now or not. And the question is about budget for the DNSO, because we are accumulating expenses somehow, and I would just knowing at what point we are here. I think that we told Ben, for instance, that he in here in Santiago, we were able to tell him something about refunding his expenses and his fees. I would like simply knowing at what point we are with the budget and whether we can discuss that, or is simply it's impossible to discuss now, we have to defer. Who's that, sorry? Okay.
Now, I think it was worth a little discussion, but I don't want to do anything substantive. I think we need to think about it, go back, and I would recommend that it be one of the high priority items on the first teleconference.
I second that.
Okay. Yeah. In that case, sorry? Who that? Teresa. And please just say if any of you wants to discuss any of the remaining points of the agenda, I'm not.
Actually, I support that suggestion that it's discussed as the first item on the next conference call. In the context of that discussion, the business plan aspect was under or is under Working Group B. However, because Working Group B really needs to focus in on the process, the business plan slash budget issue, I would suggest be the first item on the next conference call with discussion on how to move immediately on trying to figure that aspect out. Essentially take it out of Working Group B and put it into something else.
Okay, let's leave the next chair to take care of that. In this case, before adjourning the meeting, I would like knowing whether we have the question and answers time, and I would say that we absolutely must have that. And in this case, you will understand why I certainly not sharing that part. It's not that I did do that well, but I cannot do that part, okay? So if Michael or Dennis is...
Have we disposed with item J then?
Sorry?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, item J, the heading motions, not the one thing that's been notified.
There is only one item on.
But if somebody else wishes to make a comment and put something forward...
Comment or a motion?
No, motion. If somebody wishes to put something forward...
Yep,
this,
yes,
I believe, would be uncontroversial. At least it's a matter of fact, and I want this on the record, ladies and gentlemen. If I may, can I put this forward now?
Go ahead.
And this is my proposed motion. The Names Council notes that as of today's date, it does not appear to be in compliance with Section 2J of the ICANN bylaws, which I'll explain what they are in a minute, that such compliance is mandatory, and the Names Council resolves to rectify this at the first opportunity.
Could you explain what do you mean exactly?
2J is the fact that we have to make a grievance procedure.
So, could you repeat, please?
2J says we have to create a grievance procedure within the Names Council.
Okay.
I think that's uncontroversial. I'd like to call for a vote on that unless anybody has any discussion.
Well, you need a second first. Is there any second? Is there? Yeah, okay. Does anyone want to discuss on that motion? No, apparently. Could we call... I mean, is there a reason we don't have the screen anymore?
Yeah,